Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is May 28th, Thursday, 2009. I am not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. Alex will be up at the top of the next hour. We've got Lou Rockwell coming up at the top of the third hour. We're going to be taking your calls in the first and fourth hours. And really upsetting video yet again showing the police in a bad light. You know, a lot is being discussed. Oh, you're so negative towards the police. Oh, you're so negative towards the military. Oh, you're so negative towards City Year. And how are we supposed to not be when videos like this one are surfacing? Now, I'm going to talk about it before we actually play the audio. And then in the top of the third hour, maybe it'll have to be the top of the fourth because we have Lou Rockwell coming up. We're going to play the actual video of this. But let me break it down. And right now there are top stories over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as we speak. The tagline by Kurt Nemo is "Insane thug cops attack emergency paramedic." Yeah, that's right. Folks, you can't even be an ambulance driver trying to take somebody to the hospital without getting beaten by the police. Let me repeat that. You can't be an EMT worker in an ambulance with somebody in the back needing to go to a hospital, an emergency. See, that's why they're emergency vehicles. That's why they have the big lights on the top and the sirens so they can get through traffic, you know, bring people to the hospital so that they can live, that sort of thing. No, you can't do that anymore in this country without being harassed by police officers, then arrested by police officers, then beaten by police officers. And again, thank God for the cell phone camera. You know, I'm one of those guys that's really down on the iPhone sometimes, but it can be used to empower and enslave. I'm not saying this guy was using an iPhone. I'm saying he used his camera phone. He hit the video. It's about 3 minutes of video. He's just in shock because he's not even one of the EMTs. It's his mom in the back. It's Ma Dukes. And he's trying, he can't believe it. His mom's screaming in the background. What's going on? Oh. So the cop then goes over to the driver, who is a white gentleman. By the way, all the cops are white. I don't want to make this a racial issue, but, you know, when people see this, I mean, I just don't understand where it goes from. They're talking to the driver. There doesn't seem to be a problem there. Then they walk over to the gentleman in the back. He happens to be a black guy. And within 30 seconds, they're arresting him. And then when he's like, what are you arresting me for? They got their hands around his neck. The cops are out of control. Insane thug cops attack emergency paramedic. All across the country, cops are attacking people for not responding quick enough to barked commands or for not groveling in deference to their thuggish authority. Actually, let's talk about somebody who groveled. If you go over to theinfowarrior.com, it's a little more edible because it's just my little blog. You scroll down. We had a guy who admittedly was on the run from the police. He exited his vehicle. As far as I know, he was not a violent criminal, at least in the chase. Even if he was, when he was cornered, he immediately went to the ground. He put his hands to his side, just like they instructed. And what does he get? He gets Bootsy McStigger right to the jawline as he's down. And then cops high five. This is even more disgusting. This isn't a criminal. This is an EMT worker. An EMT worker. Insane and violent cops have been caught repeatedly on tape and violent assaulting nonviolent citizens, tasering, and even murdering them. That's right, there are snuff films out there because they like to shoot people while they're on the ground begging for their lives in subways. Let's not forget the gentleman who was at a family reunion, a grandfather, holding a family reunion in his backyard. It wasn't even clear why the police were there, and they shot him to death. It's unfortunate that wasn't on video. These people need to lose their jobs. Hands down, they need to lose their jobs. When you see this video, when you hear the audio, when you hear the distress in this person's voice, I want you to try to experience what they're going through. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. Go check out the stories right now over at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back. Remember, insane thug cops attack emergency paramedic. Top story over at Infowars.com right now. We're going to play the audio, but let me bring up Alex Jones for just a brief preview of what's to come at the top of the next hour. Alex?
Absolutely. I'm going to be on with you for about 40 minutes. Next hour, breaking down the latest developments with the crisis on the Korean Peninsula, getting into the latest economic developments, and, of course, taking some phone calls. But this morning I got up and was doing research for the show today, and I appreciate you sitting in and taking over the pilot seat, Jason. I know that's a lot, doing 3 hours, 9 to midnight, and then coming in for 4 hours during the day here from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. But I saw at the Alex Jones channel, the resurrected Alex Jones channel on YouTube, the top video that's now up on Infowars.com, and I watched it about five times, and I called you early this morning when you were at the bank, and I appreciate you getting in early and getting everybody to get it up on the site, but I watched it over and over and over again, at least five, six times, pausing it to get exactly what happened, and I want to contact the people. I want Rob Dew, the producer, and others.
He's on it already, actually.
Good, he's already on it. To contact that YouTube channel. I know it's also on the local news there in Oklahoma, so call that local news channel. They're usually very helpful. I want to get a hold of this man whose mother had a heart attack and was going to the hospital. And so that local news was saying, but I've watched the video over and over again, and all this is they pull the ambulance over, and I know all over the country they've got new rules where if it isn't life-threatening, the ambulance doesn't turn its lights on, it doesn't speed. I know that because when I cut my finger off, I wanted to just drive to the to the hospital, and my buddy said, no, you got to call an ambulance, because we were out on a boat when that happened, so it took us 20 minutes to get back to dock a few years ago. When I got there, I was getting in my car saying, forget it, the ambulance isn't here yet, and the ambulance pulled in, and they said, no, you called us, you know, come with us, and they strapped me in a chair sitting upright through those windy Lake Travis roads. Took them 45 minutes to get to the downtown hospital. Literally driving like 35 miles an hour on roads you're supposed to drive 55, 60 on. And I never get car sick, but I actually got car sick, I guess because my finger was cut off, so it made me nauseated. And they said, yeah, we can't speed unless it's life-threatening, and your finger dangling by a piece of skin isn't life-threatening, so we're not going to drive even the speed limit. So I'm guessing watching this and slowing it down and listening to the cops, this lady is going to the hospital. She's in serious condition. They don't like the fact that the ambulance is speeding. And so the cops rush up, get in the face of the white paramedic, who's the head paramedic, and because that's the driver, and they start yelling at him. And you can tell he's getting an argument with them, but he goes ahead and submits. And the cops are all bowed up, wanting to beat the hell out of somebody. You know, and they've got these shaved heads, look like they're roided up, just all like they were charging up San Juan Hill or Iwo Jima. I mean, they were fighting al-Qaeda, they were going into a machine gun nest, killer instinct on. That's why you don't militarize the police. The military goes and kills people and breaks things. They don't, I mean, think of the archetypal image of Matt Dillon as the sheriff or John Wayne playing the part of sheriffs, and I've read a lot about real history. That's what a good sheriff actually did do, is they were in control. They didn't crack heads unless they had to. That's what a real man is like. Not these cops that want to split your head open. And I don't want to bash cops here. I know a lot of them are listeners. I know a lot of military are good. The issue is they have gotten on a power trip and are literally under mind control, under a spirit of wickedness and aggression. So you've got and you're going to play the video coming up next hour for folks on Prison Planet TV when you go live. You're going to play the audio as soon as I leave. I'm going to tell folks about Lou Rockwell and other people that are coming up. But the important issue here is when you watch this video and watch it and pause it and analyze it, because then it's even worse than what it first comes off as. People spin it and say, oh, give the cops time to tell their side of the story. We know what happened. It's video from a camera phone, which are becoming higher and higher quality, big problems for the establishment. And the cops pull over the ambulance. The cop stays in his car till more cops show up. The man gets out, who'd been following the ambulance, and he says, they pulled my mother over in this ambulance. The police come over. They get in the face of the EMT. The EMT, the driver, says, what is the deal here? Because I've turned the audio jacked it all the way up. Listen, he says, what's going on? This lady's in bad condition. And the cop bows up, because they can never be wrong. He bows up in an attack formation, you know, with his fists together, going, you got it, buddy, you understand, you know, like a drill sergeant. And the guy goes ahead and puts his hand down. By the way, the EMT looks like a lot more of a man than this cop. He kind of puts his head down in submission and just can't believe the evil he's witnessing. So the black EMT, he starts getting out to go back and help the lady. He's going and getting his supplies out. He's trying to save her life right there on the spot. And the cop runs up. The other cops run up with their Marine Corps drill sergeant hats on, and literally starts screaming, get back in the vehicle. And the guy calmly, big black guy, looks like 10 times the man this wannabe tough guy state police officer is, drops his shoulders and says, I can't believe this. This woman's in serious condition. I'm doing my job. And the cop yells at him and gets in his face. So being a man, the black EMT starts pointing his finger going, what's your problem? This lady needs help. I'm doing my job. And the cop grabs him, starts twisting his arm around. Being a man with red blood who isn't a slave, he pushes back, pushes the assaulters, the crazy roid head probably, he looks like it. He's got fat on the neck. He's got the signs of it around him. He's got that puffy manhood, that fake manhood. Plus he's scared of the two big EMTs. These cops always get scared of big guys. I notice in tape after tape, they always just go ahead and attack dog. It's kind of like running forward or flight forward is what they do. I mean, if the guy looks like he's got any cojones, any energy, any manhood, the police go into convulsions of anger at seeing a man. They just hate it. They hate America. They hate freedom. They hate liberty. I mean, this is the spirit that's on them. I don't know if they consciously are like this, but the spirit that's on them is every time they see somebody doing good, it seems to flip them out, this particular type. And I'm not kidding. Watch the video. It's like demonic spirits are in these cops. And so they start choking the black guy, and he's smart. You know, you can tell he can obviously take them all on right there because he's the guy under attack, and somebody on the right's always got the strength. But he goes ahead and lets them choke him, and they keep choking him, getting off on it. And you can tell the black guy just totally controls himself and goes into a relaxed position as they're choking him, getting off on it. And you see one of the senior cops who's choking him start realizing he's embarrassed. You see it come over, you see his skin turn red. He's flushed with embarrassment as he's sitting there choking this poor EMT. And then they say, okay, you can go to the hospital. And the cops start apologizing and patting people on the shoulders, and they leave. But that's what I'm saying. An evil spirit. I mean, if you don't believe in spirituality, I mean, it's a mindset. It's an idea. It comes over these cops like mad dogs. That, you know, like when the neighborhood dog sees your cat and starts chasing it, wanting to kill it, getting into a frothing mood, they've got these guys so hyped up. And these guys are all former military, probably in Iraq. After kicking down thousands of doors in Iraq, all juiced up, all out there on the streets like we're the enemy, that now they're, and I've seen a bunch of footage of them going after EMTs, or people speeding at maybe even 80 miles an hour with a pregnant wife. They pull them over and beat them up and taser them and won't let them get to the hospital and make them have the kid there. It's all about them making us submit. It's all about them dominating us. It's all about them making us put up with asinine, ridiculous, over-the-top things. And it's getting worse and worse, and these videos are coming out. I mean, it's just like the footage I have in martial law where they're breaking pro-lifers' arms for sitting on the sidewalk and laughing, and when they break their arms with nunchucks by twisting them, they then pull out billy clubs to beat them like they get off on the fact that they've broken their arm and that they didn't resist. And it's the same thing I saw when they shot that poor black man in the back on the train on the subway station in Oakland. And they lied and confiscated all the, you know, cameras from people and lied and said that the train station cameras didn't work. But somebody in a train across shot video of it, and then the train got away before they could grab him. And after they shoot him in the back in handcuffs, they lied and said he resisted. They lied and said he'd fought him. Didn't fight him. Whole thing on tape. After they shoot him in the back, it bounces back off the concrete, back into his heart and lungs. As he's done, the cop beats him up, slamming him into the ground. It's not enough that he murdered him. As he died, he had to sap the demonic force of pain. It was a human sacrifice, and these police don't know they're literally becoming demon-possessed. And again, I believe that's what's happening. Even if you don't, it's the psychology of just a bloodlust. And look, there's no way you can say you killed him. He didn't do anything, you murdered him. But that wasn't enough. Then they had to cover it up. They had to lie. And we finally get the footage. The cop beats him up because it's not enough that he murdered him. He had to extract the pain like a Satanist as they slowly kill a baby over hours. I don't want to go into how they sacrifice babies, folks, but it's unbelievable. And this is literally the spirit that is upon America. The bureaucrats want your land. They want your property. Nancy Pelosi, top headline on Drudge, openly said we're going to categorize every movement of our citizens, track everything they do. Just like the European Union is saying, quote, we'll all have ration cards. Total tyranny is here with total wicked communist-type control freaks working for big banks, turning paramilitary roid-head devil dogs loose on humanity. Hell is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. I see these type of videos every day, but this one, where the EMTs are even going along with the lunacy, and it isn't enough. They want to stop the EMT from even giving this woman a medical care. They say, fine, you're going to make us stop her on the road with her heart attack. We're going to just go ahead and try to save her life here on the road. And the cop says, no, you will submit to me, because it was religious. See, that's why it was such a target. The power trip loved stopping an ambulance, something that's taboo. They love saying you won't give that woman care. It was about, I am God. You will follow my orders, or I will up the threat continuum on you. But at the last minute, the police, their souls, their humanity, turns back on.
All right, we'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
And we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex on the line, and we're discussing this latest video of police assault. I mean, you thought it couldn't get any worse. Down suspects, you know, critical mass bike riders, people who were cuffed in a subway. Well, now EMTs are the target, and it is just unbelievable to me, Alex, that they would, number one, pull over an ambulance with somebody in the back, but number two, assault the guy, try to arrest him.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is that the EMTs get out, and you can see their body language, and you can hear what they say. If you listen carefully, you got a jacket way up because the guy with the camera's 15 feet away or so. And you know, they have their hands open. They're going, what are you doing? We're EMTs. We're going to the hospital. And the cop's like, ah, shut up. You hear me, boy? And they go, okay. And so that goes on for a few minutes, and then they decide to go ahead and try to save the lady's life. And they go, no, And they start saying, I will arrest you. You do not help her. And you sit right there, and the guy's like, what's your problem, man? And then the cops start choking him. And then finally, you see the cop while he's choking him. Because if the guy would have resisted, they probably would have just killed him right there. I mean, I've seen this over and over again. Remember all the footage of, like, football players, NFL players won't even argue, but they're big, and it scares the cops. But the cops start pushing them, and the guy will put their hands up. They go, that's it, you're threatening me, and they'll start tasering him. I mean, this is, and then the police come out and defend it. There's been all this footage that came out in the last 2 weeks.
Well, what about that football player? What was it? It was like 2 weeks ago. He was driving to the hospital because his mother-in-law was dying. He had his wife in the car. And the cops are just like, they literally pull up to him. They're like, no, you're not going anywhere. They didn't get to talk to the mother before she died. They're just like, no, you submit.
What about the guy in, what was it, San Marcos, where the dog is dying? And you know, obviously the cop could have said, hey, sir, we still can't speed, because he says, I don't care about your dog. And he has pleasure in his voice. Listen, here's the issue. We need to create top 10 videos of the most outrageous top 10 videos, and the debate is this ambulance footage the most outrageous, or is it the guy at the jail who is a quadriplegic? You can see his legs are totally shriveled up.
Oh my God.
He's paralyzed, neck down. He's sitting there leaning over in the wheelchair saying, I can't move, I can't walk, I'm paralyzed. And the jail guards, it's actually sheriff's deputies inducting him into the jail. They go, no, you're not, and throw him out on the floor. For those that don't know, I mean, when you've been a quadriplegic for decades, your bones and muscles just fall apart. And when he hit the ground, multiple muscles pulled, bones broke, and they're just laughing. They just dump him out of the wheelchair. He slams on the concrete, and there's a little celebration, a little devil dance. You know, there's the happy dance where they do a little devil dance, and now they boot kick people in Indiana and California and Texas. These videos are on the news where the suspect, they pull guns on him, they say, get on the ground, you know, and they always say, well, that was probably a criminal. The point is, it could happen to any of us. And then they run up and boot kick the person in the head, and they say, oh, that's called adjusting the head now. That's how we adjust the head. The point is, they are defending us. So I want to create, and I want listeners to email Kurt Nemo, or you can also email Rob Dew. There's a mass email that Bob, one of the techs in there, gave me that'll send to everybody. What's that address? In fact, just tell me and I'll give it out on air. So we have all of this going on. We have all of this happening. And look, I'm going to get off the line here. I'm going to, you know, rant and rave, cover the news, Jason. I'm going to get to a landline coming up in about 40 minutes, 8 after. I'll be on the show with you. But again, we are not against police officers themselves, but you're being warped. You're being deceived. You're being told you're God. You're being told everybody has to submit to you. I mean, members of Congress have not run out of the Congress building when they, quote, have federal drills quick enough. And so there's video of them pointing machine guns at them, yelling and cussing. This is how tyranny takes place. This is what's happening, and they're turning America into a giant tattletale grid. This is being done scientifically. Police, wake up. You're having your names and your image destroyed forever so that everybody will hate you. That's what the feds and the globalists want, so then you'll be on sick criminal culture, and it'll be us against you, you against us. This is a mind game they're playing with you. It's wrong to shoot people in the back for no reason and then to beat them. It's wrong to taser pregnant women for arguing with you. It's wrong. I mean, think of all, I mean, all, I'm having all these flashbacks of all the insane, crazy video we've seen, you know, police.
What about the off-duty cop, Alex, that's in a bar and beats a woman almost to death? What about that
video? Chicago. And then police at first defended it. Yeah. You know, that's what's incredible about this is that they defend the police when they do this. And look, tyranny will come to your door in a uniform in history. And just like if I was a German in 1941, I wouldn't be against the German military. I would be against what they've been turned into and what they were being used for. And folks, everybody knows the police are bad in China. Everybody knows the police were bad in Nazi Germany.
All right, we'll be back right after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex just left us. He'll be back up in less than an hour. We're going to play this clip. But before we do, I want to really tell you about one of the sponsors. I think, honestly, maybe EMT automobiles need to be outfitted with this sponsor. It's diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. There's a banner over at Infowars.com. The slogan is, camera surveillance in your car. Watch Big Brother back. So what they do is they set you up with hidden cameras in situations just like this. So when the police want to abuse you, when the police want to take advantage of you, when they want to pull the tough guy routine, at least in a courtroom, you will have the evidence to say, look what I did. Well, I invoked my Fourth Amendment right. I didn't do anything, officer. I was assaulted. And, you know, thank God this guy had a cell phone camera. But if we could have seen the altercation from the beginning, it would have been golden. And that's diginet.net. Go check it out, diginet.net. I want one for my car. I'm not going to lie. It's good insurance to have when you have a thug police force out there. And, you know, as Alex said, we're going to be doing a story of the top 10 police abuse videos coming up in the next couple of days. And the way that you can submit videos that you think should make the top 10, show tips at InfoWars.com. That's show tips at InfoWars.com. We're about to play the audio of this video, and I'm really going to have to commentate because there's a lot of, you know, dead space. You can't hear a lot going on in it. But I want to give out the phone line so we can discuss it on the other side. It's 1-800-259-9231. All right, hit the clip.
Is over because he's mad we didn't pull over, and he's trying to arrest the police, right. Hey, EMT, from taking my mother to the hospital. This is me. This highway patrolman pulled my mom's ambulance over because he's mad we didn't pull over. And he's trying to arrest the police, the EMT, from taking my mother to the hospital. Let's get this all on camera right now. Let me get the car number here.
So right here, he's going around to the back. He's trying to get the state trooper's license plate number. And there it is right there, OHP-606. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol. He's walking around to the side here. Now here's the older gentleman, the head EMT, over to the side with the police officer. You can tell he's pretty upset. We're scrolling over. Now we're getting our first look at the black police officer. He's in the back. He's in the back. He's not even talking to a cop right now. And he's actually telling the guy with the cell phone not to cause trouble. And the guy with the cell phone's like, look, I'm just trying to get this on the record. And then he said, I'm here to help county out. You understand? He yells at that first EMT. Now he walks back around as that cop goes over to talk to the EMT who's inside. Do it to Mama. No, Ma Dukes is in there. He's like, all right, it's all right, Mom. We're going to get you there. I promise.
You are under arrest. Okay, you are under arrest. I'll get in there.
I'll get in there. Oh, and there it is. And now he's being choked out. And the police officer goes inside now to try to calm the woman down who's strapped to a bed. Now he's being choked. See, that guy was about to be under arrest, but because he stood up for himself, they let him go. And now the cops want to be buddy-buddy.
Come on, Mike.
This is out of control, folks. Totally out of control. All right, pull the clip. Folks, I mean, you know, Alex has a great point. Because that guy stood up for himself, he didn't go to jail. That's the bottom line. You heard him. You're under arrest. This was the guy that was telling the son who had the cell phone camera with him to calm down, to not cause any trouble. But, I mean, the guy that they picked on to try to arrest was jacktacular. He was a big dude. He did not want to be pushed around. And, you know, in the end, the EMT officers were let go. I can't imagine what they could have done other than speeding to the hospital like they were supposed to. Yeah, the entire video is over at Infowars.com right now. It's the top story. You can't miss it. All right, let's go to Linda in California. Linda, you're online. Yes, Linda.
Hey, I just watched the video online, and I sent it because I have the city councilman and all these officials. So I sent that to everyone with a little note. I took a little mini vacation, and I noticed all of these poles along the highway, two major highways here in California, the 215 and the 15. Large poles. They all have. They're not call boxes. That's what I thought they were at first. It was brought to my attention. They've got. Large poles with big boxes, solar panels, and cameras. They're located right before every exit and right there of every entry. I don't know what that has, you know, be costing, but...
Well, it's part of the new smart grid, I'm sure. I mean, they are building a smart grid. Pelosi, I mean, Jones touched on it really briefly, but the headline is Pelosi appeals for China's help on climate change. It's out of the Associated Press. Obviously, Drudge gave it a different headline. They made her ultra green because this is all about a green movement. That's why you're seeing solar panels now. They want to give the illusion that they care about the environment when, in fact, it's just going to be used as a process to, I mean, let's read it. We have so much room for improvement, she said. Every aspect of our lives must be subjected to an inventory. Or how we are taking responsibility. In other words, you're going to be paying extra for your SUV. You're going to be paying extra for your big home. You're going to be paying extra for the amount of garbage you have, the size of your lawn, whether you want a, you know, to burn wood outside. Carbon dioxide is the enemy. And this woman wants to use it as a reason to catalog our every single move. Pelosi, the demon. I thank you for the call, Linda. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, you're on the line. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Good afternoon. On a good note, briefly, real quick, last week there was a sheriff's deputy who was a son of a former prominent Memphis city councilman. He was found guilty of second-degree murder when he went to a restaurant and couldn't get his truck parked and got out and got into an argument with a guy, and the bartender slash DJ came out and tried to break it up, and this officer who's off-duty got his gun and shot and just murdered the guy right there in the parking lot for no reason other than he just didn't want to move his vehicle. But that guy fortunately was found guilty, and he will be going to jail. But on another note, I went to the grand jury to present evidence of crimes committed by police officers last year.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was doing that, the jury foreman went and told the DA what I was doing. And so when I got out of the jury room, I was met by two deputies who told me they had a capias for my arrest, which was a blank sheet of paper with no signature. And I said, well, can I get my books to my dad who's in the lobby? And sure, as I'm doing that, they come up behind me. There's videotape of this, and I've got an audio recording of it. They say, quit resisting, and slowly start screaming. I'm just standing still, and then they jump on my back and start choking me. Of course, I just froze. I didn't budge. But I'm 6'5". I'm a fairly tall guy, but these guys charged me with resisting arrest. Later, that charge was dropped, but the charge of, get this, aggravated kidnapping, because I'm in there trying to present evidence to a grand jury, is still going forward. They have no case because I didn't kidnap anybody, but yet that's the way it is in backwoods mafia capital of the world, Tipton County, Tennessee.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not an exclusive case, and with this new Supreme Court decision, you know, I mean, this new Orwellian Supreme Court decision, because they say, oh, you know, there's certain circumstances now where we're going to be able to interrogate without a lawyer, but this doesn't flip the 1966 decision where you can invoke the right of a lawyer, but it really does, but it doesn't. And, you know, cops are already doing this. They're already illegally interrogating people that say, I want my lawyer. They're already trying to trick people. I mean, it's common knowledge, but now they're putting it on paper so that these things can go forward in a court of law. And we have even more kangaroo courts and empowered police officers who just become megalomaniacal. Like you said, if you're a cop and you think you can just shoot somebody over a parking space off duty, I mean, what is in your head, man? I thank you for the call, Mike. Good luck with the case. Let's go to Reb in Colorado. Reb, you're on the line.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. We're from that group, Bubba Scout Reb, and we were the ones telling you years ago that we had witness tampering done to us by Lakewood, Colorado PD and Jefferson County, Colorado PD. Mm-hmm. And we told you, we call them government intruder, no intelligence, the guinea, and we made better terminology for them, and nobody was listening to us back then. Now you can't have witnesses when you're accused of something, because what they did, they held the witnesses, Bubba and Scout, hostage, and they put these audio transmitters in their apartment, and they just criminally intercepted their speech, and then they concocted a stupid fake tape.
Well, I mean, they've gone so far right now. And, you know, one of the things that is just amazing to me, and I thank you for the call, Reb, is that they have now said in Wisconsin, a judge has ruled that the police officers, without probable cause, without a warrant, can take a GPS tracking device and put it on somebody's car, track and trace them. Doesn't even really have to be part of an investigation. And that's okay. Yet if the average person on the street does it, you know what it's called? It's called stalking, and rightfully so. But the cops are allowed to do it. No warrant, no probable cause, no big deal. We'll just GPS your car, track, and trace you. Again, this falls into line what they're rolling out, saying, yes, everything you do has to be inventory. And, you know, just a quick hit here. Where is this? This is just unbelievable to me, but not really. RFID threat as scientists develop edible tag for pills. RFID tags are on packs. Could be a thing of the past after American scientists revealed an edible tag that can even be used to track and trace and authenticate individual pills. You're going to be swallowing tracking devices. Do you understand the headline? If Jaron's looking for it out there, RFID threat as scientists develop edible tag for pills. So you don't think they want to track and trace everything you do? They haven't built all the infrastructure yet. They're slowly building it up, but they're telling you, we want to track and trace you. We want to know what you're doing. We want to charge you a carbon tax. We want you to be slaves to the police, military, and now city year. And remember, DHS is now being swallowed up by the NSA. See, the point was to get the public to, get used to the idea of homeland security, and we've got to protect the homeland, and we need these new domestic agencies, and all these terrorists are in our country, and they're extremists too, and we're going to blur the line, and then we're just going to bring it right into the national security apparatus in front of everybody's face. Well, that was a bit of a rant, wasn't it? Actually, if you want to hear some really good rants, you know, not just the Jason Burma style of rant, but the Alex Jones rant, what better way to do it than alexjonesringtones.net? That's alexjonesringtones.net. I mean, I'm sure that cop one is going to be a ringtone. I mean, the way to do it, folks, it's a cheap way to put something on your phone when you're in a public area, or you're with your family, you're on a bus, you're in the mall, and then all of a sudden your phone starts going off about how 9/11 was an inside job. Or City Year and, you know, AmeriCorps are now a front for this new civilian national security force. Or maybe a rant about the Boy Scouts becoming militarized to take on homegrown terrorists who just happen to be Iraqi veterans back from leave who are disgruntled. AlexJonesRingtones.net, AlexJonesRingtones.net. Go check it out. All right, let's go to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, you're online.
Hey, Jason. I wanted to comment on the clip that you had played. I think we're pretty much the frogs boiling, and we don't have to, well, it's going to get a lot worse. What's going to happen is we're going to get acclimated to a Soviet police state, and then we'll say, well, that's the norm. I can't do anything. That's when things are going to get absolute pitch black, and they're counting on people to just sit back and take it. What you don't understand is if you're a frog that's boiling and still kicking, they're just going to turn the heat up. When they turn the heat off, they're going to have frog legs. And guess who's the frog? So all I'm saying is people, get involved, be active. Doesn't matter really what you do, just do something, anything. Just make sure they still have to keep turning up the heat because they're not going to stop.
That's right. They're not going to stop, and we need to turn up the heat. We have to have the will to want to do something. You know, you can't just be an armchair quarterback on the comments board, you know, preaching to the choir or arguing about minutia. You have to reach out to other people. Post YouTube videos on other forums that aren't covering this story. You know why? Because 99.99999% of the media right now isn't covering this story. It was on one local news station. One local news station in the country. That's where this was. So now we need to spread this around. Get off the InfoWars forum. Get off the Prison Planet forum. Get off the conspiracy website forum or the alternative media forum. Go to Fox News. Go to MSNBC. Go to ABC. Go to the Colbert Report. Go to the Daily Show and spread this video around. Send out the link to InfoWars. Bring more people into the InfoWar. Start your own chapter of We Are Change. Email dan@wearechange.org. To join a chapter or start a chapter. Go out with your camera, become the media. Ask tougher questions, demand accountability. This is a big thing. Show tips at Infowars.com. The most hardcore cop abuse videos you can find. We're going to have a top 10 up probably by the weekend, if not the end of the day. All right, let's go to Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, you're on the air. Yes, Tim. Oh, Jim. I'm sorry. Jim in Wisconsin. Yes, sir. Jim in Ohio? Once, twice, three times, anybody?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Great job you're doing, Jason Maranatha, and I wanted to let you know the public access stations, mm-hmm. You guys can tell people, all the listeners, they can put the InfoWars thing on that, the movies on that.
Yeah, that's right. We encourage people to get a copy of Endgame or Fabled Enemies or Loose Change Final Cut or the new Aaron Russo interview, Reflections and Warnings. Please get a copy. Please put it on your local access station.
Yeah,
try to get PBS to cover it. I mean, exactly. Take
doesn't
the initiative.
Nothing.
That exactly. If you have the time to take the class, you have the time to reach thousands, tens of thousands, and sometimes millions of people, depending on what area you're in. I mean,
it's like a freedom of speech channel. Everything's on there.
Exactly. Well, if people take the time to actually do it, you know, and to inform, you know, you can also send out flyers saying, check out the website and we're going to air it on this station. Then make it listen, don't make it spooky. What you have to say is, hey, did you hear about this? You know, this is water cooler talk if you allow it to be, if you can get beyond Britney Spears and The Office. I know The Office is pretty funny out there, but it's not funny when cops are pulling over EMT workers and putting them in chokeholds. And the only reason the guy didn't go to jail is because he stood up for himself. He had a spine. He wasn't a worm. He's a scary looking dude. I'm not going to lie. I'd like that guy on my side. I thank you for the call, Jim.
Well, one more question.
Oh, yeah, all right, go ahead.
Okay, it seems like this is all happening in certain areas, because I tell people about this stuff around here and they think you're crazy because you don't see any of this stuff happening.
Are you in Ohio or Wisconsin, sir?
Ohio.
Ohio?
Yeah, you don't see all this stuff happening too much here.
I don't know. You know what? I did a couple Ohio stories. I do so many stories. Listen, it's nationwide. It's not just Oklahoma. It's not just Oakland. It's all over. We'll be back after this.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes, they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some hell will mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
We got a run to make. Every time I see this now, I just can't help but smile. Jones loves this so much. You just gotta be in the office to understand how much he loves the Smokey and the Bandit. What's not funny is the way the police are acting, folks. It's out of control. And I'm going to go to Sheldon, Matt, Roger, and more in a moment. We got Alex coming up. in just a couple of segments to really discuss this yet again and really what else we're going to be talking about. Mysterious deaths in South Korea. We've got North Korea setting off nukes. We've got Pelosi with her coming out party on climate change and everything being tracked. Well, if you want to get off the grid just a little bit, just a tiny eensy-weensy bit, mysolarbackup.com is the place to go. Mysolarbackup.com. That's 877-327-0365. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power. Hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar-powered generator is now available from our long-term sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. So this is better than a generator. It uses the sunlight. This is really what going green is about. It's not just the show. You know, Jesse Ventura off the grid in Mexico with solar power. Go check him out. It's mysolarbackup.com, 877-327-0365. All right, Sheldon, you're on the air, sir.
What's happening, Burmis? How are you?
Good, Mr. Anderson. And if you don't know, it's myspace.com/IamSheldon. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. Did you get a chance to check out the Good Family last night?
I did not, but I heard, you know, I saw a couple commercials for it, and I was actually thinking about giving a little download and hutch. Should I do it?
What a nightmare that thing is. Don't touch it. It's, I mean, basically they talk about what a family is that's good. So they say that if you don't recycle, that if you don't make sure that your kid, you know, doesn't have sex, that if you don't, like, do abstinence programs, it's basically just disinformation from Mike Judge for the rest of us to live lives that are so incredibly boring. This was like one of the worst things I've ever seen, but it just goes to show you that you might as well just turn off your television, because the only thing that they're serving you is just pure boredom. They say don't live a real life, don't own guns, don't be a real human being. It's insanity.
So it's really just taking that ultra slave approach where just do whatever the authorities say and try to live the purest life you possibly can by recycling and driving green and not trying to get in anybody's way or shake things up and towing the party line. Is that what you're telling me?
It's that, plus they have the whole neighbor spy on you. So like, oh, you use 2 gallons of water each day? Thinner.
So it's kind of like that guilty for wiping your ass thing. And if you think I'm joking, folks, about 2 months ago, I think it was either the Telegraph or the Times Online published a report about how the quench of the thirst for toilet paper in the United States, 2-ply, they said, was worse than SUV emissions for global warming and climate destruction. Yes, we can't wipe our bottoms anymore, Sheldon. It's out of control.
I just think it goes to the idea that the people that are making this rule feel like their crap doesn't stink, so they're not going to need to use toilet paper anyways.
Thank you for the call, Sheldon. You have a great day. Let's go to Matt in the UK. Matt, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Oh, hi, Jason, good show this afternoon. Yeah, my point is about that video. Just had a quick view of it. And as a British citizen living in the UK, I'm actually disgusted at that. I mean, a guy that works for a paramedic, that's like paramedics in the UK, for the EMP or whatever it is, officer there. I mean, that police guy was definitely on Kool-Aid or whatever.
Well, he's out of control, and really look at it. Again, if the guy hadn't stood up for himself, if he hadn't said, no, I'm not going to jail. I mean, this was the guy that was saying to the son, hey, don't cause any trouble. Maybe you should put away that cell phone camera. If he hadn't said, no, I'm not going to jail, he's going to jail for trying to save someone's life. Hang on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back, and Alex Jones will be joining us in just a couple of moments. But if you're joining us late, if you're just coming into the show, folks, EMTs trying to save lives are now subject to police officers trying to choke them out. And it's very, you know, again, I don't want to make this a racial issue, because the first guy does really cow down. I don't know if you just listened to the video or you saw the video over at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, Matt. But the first guy kind of says, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Puts his head down. He's not happy. And then all of a sudden that cop goes all the way around, starts getting in the face of the other guy. You're under arrest. You're under arrest. You're under arrest. And if he had just said, I'm under arrest, they would have cuffed him and they would have taken him to jail. That's how insane this whole thing is. Instead, he stood up for himself. He had to get choked out, but he did not go to jail. I mean, what's your take, Matt?
My take is from what I can see on that video, I don't forget, Jason, you know, how British cops in front of 4,000 people can murder someone and get away with it, by the way. from my look on it, the cop was, I think he was just petrified, adrenaline kicked in, which was totally disgusting. I mean, that poor paramedic guy there, I mean, he was a big guy. And so on for defending himself. I mean, something like that happened in this country. I mentioned about that guy there getting murdered in London.
And are you talking about back in, you know, the 7/7 bombings a couple days after, where they took the suspect out of the subway car and literally said they shot him once or twice at first? It turned out to be, I think, either 9 or 11 times in front of people, executed him right there. No judge, no jury, just executioners.
No, I'm actually on about the, I think it was the GM summit or something, not so long ago in London.
Oh, over at the G20 summits, where those people were murdered.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. Basically, that poor man was just walking past the riot police, and basically someone just had a disgruntled day.
Well, Matt, don't you understand, man? Cops in black uniforms with batons and masks on their face that shoot you with shotguns with bean bags are good people. They love us. We should institute it everywhere. I love the New World Order. Praise the New World Order. Thank you for the call, Matt. Yeah, you know what? That's what we need. And maybe we should just start randomly pulling over, ambulances all over the country, because they're obviously with Al Qaeda. They'll probably show up in the next domestic lexicon document from, DHS, who loves us so much. Give me a break. All right, Roger in Minnesota, you're on the line, sir.
Yes, I have a couple of quick things. First of all, the prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, I'm trying to figure out, I believe 9/11 was an inside job, but why are all these prisoners there? What's the world's elite purpose? And in
you ever seen, you ever heard of a documentary called Crazy Rulers of the World?
No, I haven't.
All right, check out. It's a three-part doc, and it's kind of goofy. The second part is all about these prisons, Guantanamo Bay, Abu Ghraib, sensory deprivation. They're slave camps. They're MK Ultra camps. They're an extension of, you know, what they can get away with. They're sensory deprivation centers for human beings where they're doing studies. I mean, that is literally what these things are. Let me give you, for instance, what goes on publicly at some of these things, other than the rapes and the torture and all that disgusting stuff. They want to see how far they can take it. They have these people with bags over their heads. They have mittens over their hands and arms. They are fully clothed. So in other words, they don't have the same sense of touch as you and I. So those senses are gone. Then they are deprived of sunlight. Then on top of that, they pump in music, right? And they decide what kind of music they pump when they were actually recording it. You know what they had on the loop? They had Barney, I Love You, You Love Me, We're a Happy Family on loop. For hours and hours on end. If that doesn't sound like psychological warfare or a psyop experiment, I don't know what is. Let me give you another instance. They say, oh, we're going to close down Guantanamo Bay. Now, they're not going to let the prisoners go, but they're not even going to do that. They're not closing Gitmo. They just signed a bill's appropriation for $83 billion to continue the wars in the Middle East, and they couldn't fit in the budget to close down Gitmo? That's because they ain't closing down Gitmo. We're going to come back to Chad, Maureen, Don, and more It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. My little website is theinfowarrior.com. My MySpace, myspace.com/Jason Burma. Back after this, Alex Jones coming up.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. Taking your calls. If you're just tuning in, top story over at InfoWars. Police go insane and beat up EMTs trying to save a woman's life. It just shows you the culture of corruption, how far we've come from, you know, peace officers, people that are there to protect and serve, to authorities, to militant crazies with guns that are on power trips. All right, let's go to Chad in New York. Chad, you're on the line.
Yes, sir. Hey, Jason, how are you?
Good.
I actually got some good news to report. I'm here in Albany, and if you remember, 2 months ago, a caller called in about, they were proposing a law that would require registering all ammunition.
Ammunition. Yes, I do.
Well, Tuesday night, they finally had the public hearing on that, and there was a big protest out front of Second Amendment supporters, and
excellent.
About 50 to 80 people spoke in against that stupid law.
Well, wait, are you telling me that people can make a difference if they actually do something, if they stand up for their rights? That's a foreign idea, sir. Go ahead.
Well, of course, the news shows the two guys out of the 80 that actually were saying, Well, if you got nothing to hide, what are you afraid of?
That's what they always do. You know, we were playing a clip last night on my program of Mark Dice talking about angels and demons. And they just pull someone off the street and, you know, it's some 19-year-old kid in a backpack. And they're like, that sounds crazy. The Illuminati are behind things. Meanwhile, he just heard about the Illuminati for the first time 2 weeks ago in a preview of another movie. And he was going to see the movie this time. He has no idea the true roots of the Illuminati or what they're all about. But that's crazy conspiracy theories. You ain't got nothing to hide. Register all your ammunition. Take a microchip. Come on. What's wrong with the Real ID Act? Go ahead.
The other good news is, you remember in Wisconsin there was a court case about police put GPS on a.
We reported on it yet again today, but let's just review it for new listeners. What happened was a judge ruled that without a warrant, without probable cause, police officers could fit a vehicle with a GPS, say it's part of an investigation, doesn't really have to be, track and trace that person, and that's okay. That's all right. It's not doesn't break the Fourth Amendment. Of course it breaks the Fourth Amendment, but it doesn't break the Fourth Amendment. Of course it breaks the Fourth Amendment, but it doesn't break the Fourth Amendment. And then it was so weird because this week somebody else did it.
They ruled here in New York.
Yeah. They ruled that here in New York?
Well, we had almost the exact same case here in Albany of police did that, and it went to the New York State Supreme Court or Court of Appeals, but here they actually ruled, no, the police cannot do that, that they do need a search warrant for GPS.
They do. Of course they'd. Otherwise, it's stalking, and that's why they just charged someone in Wisconsin who wasn't a police officer and did that with stalking, because what it is, it's stalking. I mean, it's out of control. You got anything else for me, Chad?
Yeah, for all the listeners out there, they can see the actual TV news on my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/TheAngryNewsNerd.
The Angry News Nerd. And is that with a Z?
Nope, just a
regular S. And that's the Albany thing, right? The Albany ammunition?
Yep, and if you go there right now, it's up. It's the main video plus the one about the courts needing GPS. And just really quick, you remember a couple months ago about Schenectady thinking about considering martial law.
Martial law, yeah.
I can't confirm this, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen because they would need consent of the other towns to dissolve their police department, and none of the other towns want to do that. So,
well, it's unnecessary.
Looks like it's not going to happen.
I'm glad it's not going to happen because I was just there a little over a month ago. I drove through Schenectady. Schenectady, the last thing it needs is martial law. What it needs is a little bit of growth in the economy, some decent jobs, and a non-corrupt police force. That's all it needs. Get the crackheads off the streets. God forbid we try to do that before we implement military dictatorships via martial law. Thank you for the call, Chad. And now, actually, I'm going to go check that out. I already forgot the website, but IM it to me or email it to me over at myspace.com/JasonBurmis. We're going to do a story about that one because that really needs to be talked about, especially with such a good showing of people resisting registering your ammunition. All right, let's go to Maureen in Arizona. Maureen, you're on the line.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. I'm so glad I got through. And what I wanted to share was that I've been reading a history book on the making of America and the substance and constitution, the substance and meaning of the Constitution. And I found it so interesting because, what we have going on right now is a parallel to Ruler's Law, and it's a parallel to the conditions for the revolution of, the United States in the first place. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to read this stuff because it's almost exactly what was going on.
Well, absolutely. And not only is it exactly what's going on when we had to revolt against British rule, but if you look at Naomi Wolf's work, especially her new documentary, it's not really that new, but The End of America, it shows you how this is an implementation through incrementalization and compartmentalization over time to get you accustomed to these ideas. And then all of a sudden, you're under a tyrannical dictatorship. And she shows you that with Soviet Russia. She shows you that with, of course, the Nazis. And we are really, unfortunately, and really disgracefully, the modern day Nazis. And I am not proud to say that or think that, but that's what the evidence shows. I thank you for the call, Maureen. I got to jump. Let's go to Don in Texas. Don, you're on the line.
Oh, hi there. Yeah, say, I was going to say I do know a bunch of cops, and they're the good ones and the bad ones.
Absolutely.
And the ones that are good kind of have a sad look on their face, and they kind of, look like, they stick in there. And I'm not a cop at all, But, I mean, I deal with them quite a bit. And they try to benefit you and everything like that. There are some of them that are brainwashed. And you know, if you're being a cop, you're going out, kind of, you know, kind of would make me scared to be around. I'd be defensive, and I might want to, like it's an enemy, I'd attack back anything. And, you know, they get kind of a syndrome of that they're a powerful, you know, kind of like a Roman, you know, maestro. And but what I called about was, you know, the Koreans are trying to pump up, or, you know, appear to be pumping up, trying to start a skirmish, or, you know, a minor war.
They're putting out this, you know, information. Yes, we are doing nuclear testing. Yes, we don't like our neighbors. They have these military shows all over. Who knows where this is going to go?
I think they're being manipulated the same as in the United States by the Southern Poverty and ADL. I think it's all manipulated. And I think if they create what looks like, and also in Pakistan, if there's a couple of real major skirmishes there that look like a big time deal, then Israel can go and whack the hell out of Iran. And the only reason they do that is so they would maintain supremacy, you know, diminish the neighbors to the point of poverty and a weakness, and further grab territory.
Great points, Don. I thank you for the call. Yes, we are. I think they just said that there was a huge thing with Israel and the United States backing them on these missiles. I reported on it last night. I don't have the article in front of me, but basically we're just going to pledge some more money to Israel. Doesn't matter if even the UN, which is an organization I don't like, you know, admits that, yeah, they're annexing a bunch of land out in there. Yes, there is genocide going down on the Gaza Strip, and this was an internal memo in the UN, and, oh, no big deal, we'll just keep funding the wars in the Middle East for our Eurasian Union, whether it be to Israel or in the war in Afghanistan or the war in Iraq. And I've got, you know, one of the stories, I don't know if I have it in front of me, but there seems to be, I think Fort Campbell is actually shutting down for a couple of weeks to educate soldiers about suicide because they're having such high suicide rates. I think they said something like since in the last 3 months, 22 confirmed, but there's 56 cases that they're investigating. So up to 56 cases of suicides in the military. I think on that base, it's something out of control. It's averaging something like one a week. So, I mean, I can't even imagine. I'm glad I'm not in the military. I'm glad I'm not a police officer, because to be around, you know, like you said, there are good cops and there are bad cops, but to be around and have to socialize and fraternize with that amount of corrupt individuals and people that aren't even just corrupt, they're on power trips and they feel it's okay to put EMT officers in chokeholds after they delay them from saving a woman's life is out of control. Jordan in England, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. You might remember I called in a few months back about my school's internet lockdown.
Yes. Yes, you basically you can't get on InfoWars, you can't get on Prison Planet. Not allowed in your school.
No, nothing. It's just IM's internal.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you can't do anything.
Well, a week after I called in last time, mm-hmm. we had a meeting with the head teacher about it, and I was wired up with a small mic and recorded all what she was saying, and it was absolutely disgusting. And, you know, it just shows the true face of UK teachers.
Well, if you can, and it's really good, put it into MP3 format, post it somewhere on the internet, send me the link, myspace.com/Jason Burmis, or go to showtips@infowars.com. Because, yes, I mean, the schools throughout the world at this point are indoctrination centers for this new globalist agenda. It's not a new globalist agenda. It's furthering the globalist agenda for this, quote unquote, new world order. Remember, Gordon Brown uses that catchphrase because George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Jesse Jackson, the Pope, they love Sarkozy, you know, Putin. They love using that catchphrase because they know what it's about. It's about a global government, a global system of control with the top at the very, very tippy top. And the slaves at the very, very bottom. And that's if you survive. I thank you for the call. Worm in the UK. Worm, you're on the line, sir.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for letting me take my call. Sorry.
You got it.
I've got a few websites to throw out. And,
all right, well, why don't you wait for a second? We'll come back, throw out a couple websites. We're going to go to Bob, Joe, Josh, and more. Alex Jones up at the 30 after to discuss today's breaking stories. Remember, Pelosi says everything needs to be inventoried. It's good for the earth. It's of God. It's the Alex Jones Show back after this.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex about to join us in about 5 minutes to go over the latest developments. Remember Pelosi saying everything we need to do is track and trace. And boy, is she a demon. Again, she's the one that was the lead Democrat in the initial congressional investigation into 9/11. She's the one that said, oh, we're going to get out of the war. We're going to really take this administration to task. And then as soon as she was elected in 2006 and became the Speaker of the House, oh, war crimes are off the table. We're really not going to get out of the war. What we're going to do is we're going to push somebody who says we're going to get out of the war, but then we're not going to get out of the war. That's how I roll. See, I'm a politician. I lie to you. I get off on it. I like it. All right, let's go back to Worm in the UK. Go ahead, Worm.
Hey, man. Yeah, thanks. The website's run by this guy called John Harris, and he's really interesting. The website is tpuc.org. Mm-hmm. You can download some videos to iTunes from there. Cool. It'd be really great if you could get one as a guest, actually. He's got a really fascinating take on law and contractual law and constitutional law.
All right, man. We'll check it out. We'll check it out if you send it over to showtips@infowars.com. What else you got for me? Oh, is he off? All right. Well, then let's go to Bob in Florida. Bob, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys are great. I listen to you every day, but you're not correct about everything. I was watching that video, and I don't know why they were going to arrest him. I don't know why they stopped him. I don't know why the police did anything. But the physical stuff did not start until the EMT pushed away the policeman's hand.
Well, hold on. Let me stop you, though. They put their hands on him to arrest him, right? Right?
I
they said, hold on. They said, you're under arrest. They grabbed his arm. They put it behind the back. That's when the physicality started. But if he had not stood up for himself, if he hadn't pushed the EMT or the police officer off, he would have went to jail. That's my point. If he didn't stand up for himself at that point, say, I didn't do anything wrong, and he was a big dude. He was bigger than any of the cops. I've said that off the bat. Go watch it again. They say, you're under arrest. They take his arm. They pull it back. That's when the altercation starts. They touch his arm first to arrest him. They do tell him he's under arrest. It's not like they come out and beat him outright. He then pushes off, and then all of a sudden the altercation happens, and they've got his – one of the cops has the hand around his neck, and you can tell one of the cops in the background doesn't want anything to do with this. But eventually they don't even charge him with anything. So obviously he didn't do anything to run up to the arrest. And if you remember, watch the video again. He's the guy telling the son whose cell phone is on filming not to cause any trouble. Let's just get through this. So I think he was just at his hair's end when they tried to arrest him.
Can I say something?
Sure thing.
It did not start until he pushed the cop's hand away. That's resisting arrest. Cops
resisting what arrest? The arrest never eventually happened because the guy hadn't done anything. He was under false arrest at that point. And I gotta say, I'm happy he stood up for himself. Otherwise, he would have been in the jail cell. The guy's a paramedic. His place was in the back of that ambulance with that woman. No matter, I don't know whether she had a heart attack, what she was in there for. All I know is that the husband of that woman was freaking out. The son did the right thing with the cell phone. And ultimately, I really do believe, I mean, the guy never swung at the cops. You know, he did push the guy's arm away, and he could have swung at the cops. Let me tell you, that guy was a bull. I mean, you saw him. He was a big, big dude. So, you know, let you have your peace. I'm going to have to disagree with you. I don't think that they should have even said he was under arrest, but did he initiate the contact? No, they grabbed his arm. He did push them away, which could be interpreted as resisting an arrest, but what arrest is he resisting? Obviously not a lawful and just one. All right, let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on the air. All right, let's go to Josh in California. Josh, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, wow. Hey, Jason, thanks so much for taking my call. Sorry, I got a cat in my hand right now. I just was going to say, I saw this documentary last night, Flow, For the Love of Water. I don't know, have you seen that?
For the Love? You know, I think I've heard that. Is that promoted by Len Horowitz?
Probably, yeah. It was amazing. It was kind of crazy. They had this whole program in effect. They were showing how people were, you know, get these ID cards, with like water credits on it where, you know, in these countries where you, in Africa where they don't even, you know, they don't have the right to clean water and it's like the number one killer.
Oh, wow, that's something totally different than what I thought it was. What this is kind of like a rationing system, kind of like when Bechtel came into third world nations and said, oh, we're going to privatize your water system.
Exactly. Yeah,
everything's going to get better. Yeah, everything's going to be cheaper and better. And then they're like, ha, 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 you can't afford water. We're going to ration it. You don't have a choice. Flo, I'm going to have to check that out. I thank you for the call, Josh. We're going to go to Don, Karen, and others. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones coming up after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicveganSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicveganSuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicveganSuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky.
Oh, Willie. Smooth voice for an old man,
garden
I tell you.
Growing,
I actually saw a really good Willie Nelson joke, but just something not appropriate for air last night. I think I was watching, I was watching Leno at like 3 in the morning, couldn't sleep, had a toothache. Just something you got to deal with these days. We're going to play the video because we are live right now at prisonplanet.tv. So you're going to make your own choice. This time it's not just Jason Burmes commentating on it. Now you can watch along if you're a prisonplanet.tv member and you decide. Like I said, they falsely tried to arrest this guy and they should have been pulling over an ambulance in the first place. And this is the guy that was trying to quell the situation. And finally he lost it when they said, no, you're going to jail. You're going to jail. You're coming with me. You're under arrest. So he's not supposed to throw the cop off when he grabs his arm. That guy didn't initiate the contact. The contact was initiated by the officer that said, you're under arrest. Now, if he had really done something and he was, quote unquote, under arrest, he would end up going to jail. And even if he didn't, because, you know, jackboot cops. Luckily, cooler heads did prevail after they started choking the gentleman, who was a true Hulk. Now, we're going to go there in just a moment, but I want to thank another one of our great sponsors. Again, without the sponsors, folks, we're just not possible. And that's why it's important for you to go to HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com, G-A-I-N. You want to go to HomeGain.com for all of your housing needs, everything real estate over at HomeGain. You can go over there and you can type in your address, get a free estimate on what your property is actually worth. They also have a cool little thing called Street View. It's kind of like the Google View, where you can check out the entire house in kind of a 3D perspective. It's neat. HomeGain.com, G-A-I-N. All right. All right, we've got Alex Jones on the line. Alex, do you want to play this clip for PrisonPlanet.tv members? We just went live, and we did just have a caller say, no, the police were in the right. The guy started the physical contact when, in fact, you know, this guy was the guy who was telling the son to, you know, maybe cool out and not cell phone. And he's like, look, I'm just trying to get evidence for you guys. And he said, okay. He was inside with the woman. Then they come around, and they say, you're under arrest. You're under arrest. Then they grab the guy. The guy pushes them away, and it was only through this physical altercation that he wasn't taken to jail, Alex.
Well, you know, this is the problem with our society is that, and the same thing happened in Hitler's Germany, the same thing happened in the Soviet Union, the people make excuses for it. So before I recap the story and give you new developments, I want to just go back here and explain something. Having cameras in public school bathrooms and in the classrooms isn't freedom. Having the police with paramilitary units in black uniforms and ski masks isn't freedom. Having warrantless wiretapping against the American people, which they lied about and now admit that they do and do against everybody, isn't freedom. Having children raped and tortured in front of their parents, which is declassified, Army's own documents, we've been reporting it for 4 years, it's now mainstream news, confirming what we said 4 years ago, raping children. The Army's own report admits this, and I get threatening emails going, you're a jihadist-loving Al-Qaeda lover. Well, if Al-Qaeda was raping children and wasn't CIA, I'd actually want to find them. You know, the point is that this sick mental attitude of, we're going to go ahead and rape children in front of their parents because this is how we beat Al-Qaeda, even if you believe Al-Qaeda exists outside of MI6, Mossad, and CIA, is the height of evil. I mean, they've already been totally compromised psychologically, and they've committed to the fact that this is okay. When the police shot that young man who was in handcuffs in the back a few months ago on the subway train platform in the Bay Area of California outside of Oakland, people defended it and said, the witnesses are lying. He hit the police and attacked them. And then it turned out the witnesses weren't lying. The police had taken all their camera phones, had claimed that the cameras weren't working there, that the government ran on the platform. But thank God a train had been driving by and had someone in it with a camera phone who videotaped the whole thing start to finish. He was in handcuffs, submitting. It's the whole video. They grab him up, start shaking him, slam him down on the ground. He's totally submitting to them. But see, that's the next level of this religion. Then he's shot in the back and then beat up. And so when that came out, people still defended the police, just like they defended Adolf Hitler. And so, again, ladies and gentlemen, it has become a religion to worship government, worship the military, and worship police. And anytime that happens, what we now witness unfolds. But for those that don't know, as if you think it could be any worse that this ambulance is carrying a sick woman, her son is following in his car, he sees a state trooper in the state of Oklahoma pull the ambulance over, he gets out, he's at a distance videotaping the gods who are videotaping us constantly, with his First Amendment, they run over, and the EMTs start saying, we're an ambulance, we're just driving. And they don't, see, the cops didn't like being questioned. You don't question God. You don't, as a reasonable human being.
hopefully we're going to get him back. And while we're waiting for him to get back, we're going to play the clip right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Check it out, start to finish. Here we go. You got it, Jaron? Hit the clip.
This is me. This Highway Patrolman pulling my mom's ambulance over because he's mad we didn't pull over. And he's trying to arrest the police, the AEMT, from taking my mother to the hospital. This is me. This Highway Patrolman pulling my mom's ambulance over because he's mad we didn't pull over. And he's trying to arrest the police, the AEMT, from taking my mother to the hospital. Let's get this all on camera right now. Let me get the car number here.
And for people watching, swinging around to get the license plate number of the original officer of the Highway Patrol that did pull them over.
Tag number.
And right now, the patrolman is over there talking to the driver. And we're about to get a shot of that. All right, so I know this is the guy saying not to get involved. This is the guy that gets attacked by the police officers, saying not to get involved. Then right there, you can see the unhappy driver kind of cowing down to the police officer. He just wants to get on the road.
I'm getting there, Mom.
Yeah. Do what your mama says.
Now here it looks like they think they're going to be on their way, but this is where the outrageousness happens.
You are under arrest. I'm getting there.
Now the husband jumps into the ambulance as the altercation goes on.
It ain't him, it's this one right here. This one's trying to be all right.
Now listen, I just told you you're in arrest. You get the pictures of her.
And there it goes. See, all right, let's pull the clip. See, if he didn't stand up for himself, again, you're under arrest. You're under arrest. He grabs his arm to put him under arrest. He's the guy that said, cool out. Don't do anything. Let this thing pass. And they're getting in his face and they choke him out. So he doesn't stand up to his masters and he goes to jail. This is insane. Do we have Alex back yet? Or did he drop off completely? All the entire phone system died? Oh, so wait, I don't have any callers either? Do I have callers, John? Okay, all the entire phone system died. Jeez, GCN, what happened? Maybe we're getting a little attack. We do have some decent numbers right now. It's a pretty tough situation when you have this kind of mentality. And, you know, that brings me to this article right here. Talk about just insulting people of any sort of intelligence. U.S. News and World Report has done the inner worlds of conspiracy believers. Now, it's another Johnny Nonsense and technological term to say everybody who believes the 9/11 wasn't what the government and the media said is crazy. They're nut jobs. Shortly after the terrorist attacks destroyed the World Trade Center and mangled the Pentagon on September 11th, 2001. Remember, terrorist attacks. It's always terrorist attacks. And really, these were terrorists, but they're government terrorists. They're not, you know, Muslims in a cave. I hate to tell you that. The Muslims in caves that were used in this quote-unquote attack were not in caves. They had links to military intelligence. Some of them had their IDs, their driver's licenses, saying that they were living at the Pensacola Navy Station in Florida. Okay? So, I mean, just off the bat, total lies. Conspiracy theories blossomed about secret and malevolent government plots behind the tragic events. And these are not so secret anymore. I mean, if you look at the drills that were going on that day, You know, they just released another drill, Operation Jackal Cave. The entire thing is almost blacked out. You look at Apollo Guardian, Northern Vigilance, the NRO drill, where they were ramming a plane into a building at 8:45 in the morning with John Fulton and his team from the CIA. All this came out in the mainstream media. There was mass Armageddon exercises going on that morning, hijacking drills. I mean, those are the plots, unfortunately. There was a somehow on the newswire it went out on, I think, on a Reuters newswire it was, that Building 7 had come down 20 plus minutes before it had. I mean, come on, what, this is all coincidence? Oh, yes, the Muslim terrorists were able to do all those things, Jason, and blow up Building 7. A report scheduled to appear in an upcoming Applied Cognitive Psychology offers a preliminary psychological profile of people who believe in 9/11 conspiracies. A team led by psychologist Viren Swamy of the University of Westminster in London identified several traits associated with subscribing to 9/11 conspiracies, at least among British citizens. These characteristics consist of backing one or more conspiracy theories unrelated to 9/11. See, the people that are hip to 9/11 are hip to the fact that Guy was murdered, are hip to the fact that 7/7 was an inside job, are hip to the fact that these guys are criminals, they're hip to the fact that the Bilderberg Group does exist, that MI5 is corrupt, that CIA is corrupt, that they've been caught, that there is an international intelligence organization that runs the drugs and pulls off a thing called Black Ops. See, Black Ops aren't fairy tales and unicorns, folks. They're reality. I'm sorry that you can't handle reality. I'm sorry you can't put on your big boy pants and own up. So we just watched that clip. There's no doubt that if the man had not said, no, you're not going to arrest me, after they grabbed him, the Lords would have taken him to the internment camps, even though he's an EMT trying to help a sick woman. Alex?
Yes, Jason. It's the craziest thing. A little hotel I'm at on vacation with my family, their phones aren't working. The Genesis phones are completely dead. Luckily, we have a backup, but that's dead half the time. I definitely want to put the order in now for the 5 landlines at the office. Mm-hmm. I've really had enough of computer-based T1 stuff, so I want Mike and them. I'm just saying it on air, and maybe it'll happen. I want 5 regular phone lines into the board ordered today. Okay, side issue. It's unbelievable, the phone systems everywhere. It's just endless problem. All right, hopefully I can get back on at the point that I was in the talk. Mm-hmm. You were just saying he would have been taken to the FEMA camp. He is being taken to the FEMA camp. That's the whole issue. I'm on the website of the local Oklahoma station, KTUL, the local news station, has the headline that EMT could face charges after incident with trooper. It's, and they're saying on the site the police were good to pull over the ambulance. That's just a little safety courtesy. That's totally normal. Just like when they boot kick someone who's not resisting and almost kill them or put the kid in a coma. The police chief went on the news and said, this is good. You can even play that clip out of Seattle. He said, we'll do it again. You know, we'll kill you. And then they said he ran, which, by the way, he didn't. Police just come running up to some guy. Totally innocent, they admit, and he's in a coma, his life's probably over. Hey, that's the way it goes. And the government's going to take your bank accounts, too. And if you don't like it, you know, the paramilitary is going to kill you. That's the system we live under. So they love setting this precedent. So he is going to probably lose his EMT license. His life is probably over. And the cops won't care. They won't care he loses his job. They won't care he loses probably his home. This is about killing freedom. This is about setting a precedent of we will pull an ambulance over. We will rough you up, and you will not do anything to the gods, and then, that's not enough, we will take your job, we will take your house, we will take everything you've got, because we are God. We rule you, we will take your $14.8 trillion and give it to offshore banks, we will shoot your kids up with mercury till they die, we will GMO your food, we are tyranny. This is the religion of worshiping tyranny and always pressing on the nerve of power. And I'm telling you, I know a lot of police are nice because I've been in car wrecks and had nice cops show up. But these are mentally ill roid heads. These are the people that will inherit the earth. These are the people replacing our old police and military. This is what it's turned into. So this is the incredible thing.
after they try to keep this, these men from rendering aid, after they pull over an ambulance with a woman in serious condition, when the EMTs dare argue with literal God, and this is right of kings, this is divine rulership, this is, because if the federal government has the fear of precept of above the law, then all of their minions do, and this is the nature of tyranny. And so America, they're going to take our property, they're going to raise our taxes, they're going to micromanage every facet of our lives, as Nancy Pelosi said in Beijing, the AP reporting, saying everything you'll do will be categorized, everything you do will be tracked. Everything is about this new religion of the environment. It has nothing to do with the environment. It's about total control. And you understand, it's not enough they did this to these EMTs. EMT could face charges after incident with trooper. And what they'll do is they'll say, if you'll come out and admit you're wrong and say you're bad and say it's normal to have police pull over an ambulance and rough you up for no reason, if you come out and bow to the idol, bow and worship tyranny, then we might drop charges on you. But then, see, then next time it won't even matter. Soon they'll just be executing us on the side of the street, and they'll show it on the news and have people literally in priest robes bowing down and worshiping it. This is how tyranny works. And so, I mean, it's just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. You think?
It is unbelievable, Alex. And, I mean, the video speaks for itself. This is a guy who was just trying to take a woman to the hospital. The husband frantic on the side, trying to make sure that his wife is okay. A son frantic taking cell phone video because it's the only way. It's the only way to keep it on the record. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses.
Without a
long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Thank you.
right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and we are just discussing this latest disgusting piece of police tragedy, really. I mean, when you have a police force that is this hell-bent on power that says we are the authorities, that they will pull over an ambulance and try to forcefully arrest a man who is, again, attending to a very ill woman, you have a society that is beyond corrupt, that is beyond the pale. It's just shocking, Alex.
But Burma's, I mean, Burma's, as bad as that is, it's nothing compared to that they're in the news, local TV, defending the cops. You ought to pull that clip up, saying that they're going to probably go ahead and charge the guy who has this cop in his face like an attack dog because he's trying to attend a woman with her frantic son there. I mean, this is insane. These people are insane. But then they come out and say, no, you're insane. We're saying it's a crime to even talk back to us when you're trying to help someone in the back of an ambulance. And then it gets more insane because people email and call us saying we're bad because all they do is sit there, you know, literally groveling at the feet of the police state. Folks, the people defend on national TV torture of people's wives and children in front of them. They admit with Sheikh Mohammed, with that guy, that they tortured his kids to get him to come out and confess to bombing buildings that weren't built till 3 years after he was in prison. So my whole point is that this is the globalists are psychiatrists. That's who they mainly use. And this is meant to make everything so crazy, we feel like we're crazy. It'd be like if you came home and some psychopath had killed your wife and kids and had intestines wrapped around their neck with a dinner table set up with your chopped up family, and you walk in and you say, I think you're crazy scum, and they say, you're the one that's crazy, as they sit there eating your wife's eyeballs in front of you. You know, they're openly stealing everything. They're openly setting up youth brigades. But it's even crazier. Half the public says the youth brigades don't exist, as it shows them in military uniforms marching on national TV ads. The public says it's not real. As the borders implode, they say it's not real. As CIA aircraft crash full of cocaine, it's admitted they're shipping the cocaine. People just say, well, that's good. Still to put people in jail if they use government cocaine. I mean, well, I just can't take it anymore, Burma, to watch this video of these insane demons, and then they're not going to get in trouble. The EMT is. I mean, it's totally insane, but there's a method to the madness. Crazy like a fox. The establishment knows that they can set a precedent to torture children and say that that's mom and apple pie and say we're traitors because we're not for torturing children. They can do anything, and they have. We are a nation that accepted killing 50-plus million babies and said it wasn't murder. We're a nation that accepted having a private Federal Reserve that controls us and set the precedent for that. We're a nation that has accepted federal domination. We're a nation that has accepted more and more until the public has just capitulated, and the establishment is standing over us, urinating on us, marking their territory, slapping us in the face, rubbing it in, saying, isn't that right, slave? Isn't that right, slave? And I tell you, the spirit of liberty is rising. The establishment, ladies and gentlemen, has listed veterans, gun owners, conservatives, Ron Paul supporters as terrorists. They have the army tracking us, declassified when we have in the Fed rallies. This government is illegal and criminal, and you cowards out there that defend this system, you cowards out there that have, I hope when we beat this thing, that a lot of you are brought to justice within the Bill of Rights and Constitution, but I also hope we remember who you are and that you are shunned everywhere and hated for the people that tried to bring in total tyranny, and I hope to God you don't win and have the tyranny you want, you group of sicko filth. But if I can do anything, I'm going to try to wake the people up and let them know what's happening and let them understand the reality of what's going on so we can beat you people, because we're going downhill into tyranny.
The story's over at Infowars.com. Right now, it's the Alex Jones Show. Back after this with Lou Rockwell, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. And, of course, Alex on the line discussing the latest police madness up at Infowars.com. I mean, you have to see it to believe it. The thugs are on the loose, Alex.
But I go back to the hundreds of other cases where they walk up and say somebody 100 yards away can't video cops and then knock their teeth out, or where a cop comes up to kids playing with a toy car and the cops start stomping it and beating little 12-year-olds up, and then the news says, yes, they're going to charge the 12-year-olds for assaulting the cop. And it's on tape as some 260-pound cop beats up 12-year-old potheads. I mean, I've seen thousands of these videos. Every millisecond, a new video I remember seeing pops into my head where they're hiring every scumbag, every thug, every control freak. And as the cops get a worse and worse image, the good cops are leaving, and pure scum and filth and mentally ill trash who thinks it's normal to stop an ambulance. I mean, I'm reading the mainstream news articles about this out of Oklahoma, and they're saying the officers are doing a great job. They're saying this is totally normal. They're saying that ambulances shouldn't speed. They're saying that the EMT needs to go to jail. I mean, this is mental illness. This is total and complete insanity. And you know, that's why I'm ranting and raving even behind the scenes. I appreciate the great crew and everybody out there who is trying to help us get the word out on this. But I mean, to think about how they covered up how they shot that kid in the back. And then we finally get the video, and they're beating him up as he dies for no reason. The cop shoots him in the back and then throws a fit that he shot him in the back, thinking, oh, I'm going to get in trouble for this. So he slams his head in the ground and stomps on him. I mean, this is that is wrong to murder someone in cold blood. It's wrong to rape children in front of their parents. It's wrong to have foreign bankers and the Federal Reserve on TV saying they're above the law. I know that sounds radical and extreme to some of you. It's because you're under mind control. You know, this is brainwashing. I assure some new listeners out there, it's not normal to have police murder people and then cover it up. It's not normal to have a police state. It's not normal to have a new world order and carbon taxes. It's not normal to have, this is not good. This is horrible. This is wrong. And everybody just stays in their houses watching their TV shows, being conditioned that all of this is normal and acceptable. I mean, Vermis, what do you think about the fact that, and you should open the phones up with Rockwell and then the tower, because we can open up our own phone system since Genesis is down. Mm-hmm. The perennial problems. But the issue here is, Vermis, again, it's being taken to new levels of tyranny.
Well, you know what? We had another story, Alex. We had another story just last week. This 15-year-old kid is on a bike playing cops and robbers with a plastic toy gun with his friends. They shoot him and then they cuff him afterwards. Listen, they shot him and then they cuffed him after they realized it was a toy gun. You know, what is this? And then you have the eyewitnesses going, I can't believe they just let him lie there bleeding.
That's the mental illness. That's the mental illness. I told you those videos of him breaking pro-lifers' arms. Mm-hmm. They then beat them after they break your arm. It's like, oh, you got a toy. Oh, I shot you. I'm going to go ahead and cuff you and hope you bleed to death. That was like that Carnaby guy, CIA down in Houston,
The cops execute him clearly on a hit team inside the department. We know they have one. And then they cuff him and hold medical attention back till he dies. That's what I mean. They're openly going to be lining us up and shooting us soon, and they'll have all these little minions in the police departments on the message boards going, good. It's good to line Americans up in machine guns.
Well, you already have. You already have this guy who is a, you know, a commentator on Fox News. He's a military veteran. He's a writer for the New York Post, and he's like, you know, these reporters, they're not partisan. They're against the war. They're for the terrorists. We're just going to have military attacks on them. We're just going to have blackout censorship. Well, they already do, but now they're going to put it on paper that they can just gun down anybody who disagrees. It's the Alex Jones Show, back after this.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and Rob Dew, the producer, is in. And, of course, Alex still on the line. Rob, what's the latest?
All right, well, I talked to the reporter from the Oklahoma News 9, and his name's Dave Jordan. Real nice guy. He's actually, when I called him, I said I'm from the Alex Jones Show. He goes, you mean InfoWars? I said, yeah. He goes, I go on there every day. I couldn't believe that. That was funny. So we talked. He got me the guy's name who took the video. His name is Kenyatta Davis, which is in the news report. Mm-hmm. And he's a former football coach at Dartmouth College who moved back to, you know, be close to his family. And,
he's the one taking the cell phone video.
He's the one who took the cell phone video. He apparently, I don't think he's going to press charges, at this time. He says he just,
they're gonna press charges on him. get off here. I need to get Lou Rockwell on, but I want Rob to be able to finish up. Notice how the citizen whose mother was denied care, he's going to go ahead and give in to the evil and try to, quote, be nice, while they go on and charge the EMT. See, we need to start getting aggressive with these criminals, and we need to bring them to justice instead of licking the boots of these out-of-control law enforcement people that are no longer peace officers, but prince of the New World Order. So I want to get down. We've talked to the EMT, I heard, dude. Tell folks about that. You talked to Mr. White. He is scared to come on the show. Well, listen, sir, they're going to destroy your life unless you stand up against these thugs, these people that attacked you and now want to ruin your life and make you lose your job. We need to get a fighting spirit legally against these pieces of filth. And folks, look, I'm not against the police, but I want to make it clear when I say this. I don't say that to grovel to them. It's because I know there's some good police out there. But the system is rotten, and when you don't speak up and say it's wrong to pull over an ambulance and then harass people and then talk about fraudulently charging people, that is the height of tyranny, and it's disgusting. Tell us about Mr. White, because I know you're making him on, making the reporter on, making the son on. But then let's get Lou Rockwell on, and I apologize to him for getting him on late.
Right. I mean, the only information I have now is that Dave is writing a couple, Dave Johns, Jordan at News 9. He's writing a couple more articles about this. This is the story has some more legs to it because there's some more interesting angles. He's doing some fact checking, so he doesn't want me to say anything on the air. But as soon as he releases his new article, he said he'll come on and talk about it, because there's definitely a lot more going on in this story. So we will keep everybody informed.
Well, according to the
Rob, you're saying it's worse than we're saying?
Well, I do. Yeah. It is pretty worse. And I don't want to say anything until the facts come in.
Who are police? I couldn't. If I was writing a Kurt Vonnegut satire about the worst police state in the galaxy, it would be stuff like this. I mean, what is their problem?
Yeah.
Why are you so... They are so... Look, get Lou Rockwell on. Great job, Rob.
Right.
Great job, Jason Berman. This has got me about to get back in the car and drive back up.
No,
God bless you, man.
Stay and enjoy your weekend.
All right, guys. I'll be calling in tomorrow and on the Sunday show. Berman, you're the best. Get Lou Rockwell on.
All right, you got it. Thank you, sir. That is the great Alex Jones taking some well-deserved time off. Do we have Lou on the line net? We're going to be getting Lou Rockwell in a moment. And if you don't know who Lou Rockwell is, it's lourockwell.com. He's a former congressional chief of staff to Ron Paul and founder and chairman of the Ludwig von Mises Institute. Is an opponent of the state, its wars, and its socialism. A student and colleague of Murray N. Rothbard, he is the editor of 6 books, most recently The Irrepressible Rothbard and Speaking for Liberty. For more on Rockwell, go check his interview in SpinTech magazine. He's been on the show before. He's got a great website, and we're going to be talking about the economy, the imminent collapse of GM, Peter Schiff talking about the imminent collapse of the dollar, these reports that perhaps this last Bilderberg meeting was really to talk about the gutting of the dollar as the world reserve currency, Brazil moving away from it, China moving away from it, apparently Russia moving away from the dollar. So where is all this headed? We now have Lou Rockwell on the line. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing, Jason?
Very good. Why don't you just give a brief overview of where you think the economy's going in the next 6 months? I mean, I'm watching the news right now. They're saying, all right, GM is definitely going under. You know, the dollar seems to be going under. I mean, it's getting lower and lower. Gold's having kind of an explosion right now. It's up around 960. A month ago, it was at about 890, 880. That's going up. Meanwhile, Peter Schiff is saying the dollar is about to collapse fully. You have Brazil, you know, dumping it as the world currency. Russia following suit. China talking about it. I mean, what's next? What are your predictions?
Well, the only world currency ought to be a gold standard, as it was in the 19th century. So it was a big mistake under the evil John Maynard Keynes when the United States in 1944 set up the dollar as the world currency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's enabled us to, in effect, export our inflation. So we don't pay all the, here at home, we don't pay the entire price of U.S. monetary policy, or at least we haven't in the past. We are, however, about to pay it because if you say the dollar is becoming worth less and less, the Federal Reserve injected, and of course, they're very secretive. We don't know exactly what they're doing, this terrible operation. But mm-hmm. they injected something like $11 trillion in newly created money into the world economy in terms of new dollars in order to protect Wall Street and the banks. So what they've done is they've, in other words, vastly increased the money supply. So far, that money has gone into reserves in the banks. The banks are running almost 100% reserves, which is what Murray Rothbard would have liked. I mean, this is because fractional reserves are always a source of much evil and economic disaster.
Well, let's talk about
when the recovery, when people perceive the recovery is starting, and people and businessmen start borrowing again. Banks, in other words, start lending, because right now that lending and borrowing is not going on, thank goodness, because we've just been through a period of crazed borrowing and lending. Mm-hmm. But when that lending and borrowing starts again, then we're going to see very high inflation rates, maybe hyperinflation, and it's very scary business.
Well, let's talk about the IMF and their role in all of this and the SDR units or the special drawing rights units and where they come into play. I mean, they started really hyping these up after the G20. We know trillions were fused into the economy through these SDRs. We know that Mexico took $47 billion from the IMF because of the swine flu outbreak. What are these SDR units?
Well, the International Monetary Fund, like the World Bank, was set up ironically, as part of what we're talking about, Keynes and the Bretton Woods conference in 1944, mm-hmm. you can think of these, it's sort of like the UN. It's a disguise for U.S. operations. It makes it seem like the whole world is doing things. So the IMF is one of these institutions set up by Franklin Roosevelt and the rest of the boys back in 1944. And it serves as a way to give foreign aid without directly coming from the U.S. They can give money to Mexico, they can give money to various places. And they also created, a long time ago, these special drawing rights, which were just another fiat currency, but this time created by the IMF. It doesn't mean anything, it's not a good thing. It may engender more inflation, which is a great evil always and everywhere. And of course, inflation is a benefit to the government, it's a benefit to the big banks, it's a benefit to government contractors, military-industrial complex, all the rest of the flies that hang around the garbage can in Washington, D.C. But it's not good for the rest of us, this devaluation of the dollar. So the IMF is part of the deal, just like the Federal Reserve. These are all bad agencies, and what we actually need is a money that can't be depreciated by the government. We don't need a money that a bunch of guys with a counterfeiting press, which is exactly what the Federal Reserve is, can just print them up at will. We've had that kind of a money since 1971 and Richard Nixon's abolition of the final tiny tie to the gold standard. And we're in very serious trouble, not just us, the whole world, because of what the Federal Reserve and its assistant central banks in Britain and Germany and elsewhere did during this recent boom after 9/11 when Bush and Greenspan turned the monetary spigot on full. So we're only beginning to pay the price, and I think we've got very serious troubles ahead of us, and I just hope we know who to blame. We need to blame the Federal Reserve, and sure, the IMF and all those other agencies, but the key evil is the central bank, the Federal Reserve, that has made possible, ever since its establishment in 1913, the diminution of American liberty, the vast increase in growth of the federal government, world wars, every kind of disaster you can think of made possible by this monster, as Andrew Jackson called one of its predecessors, the central bank, the Federal Reserve.
Well, let me get your take on this latest article then out of the Associated Press. Federal Reserve would serve as risk regulator under Obama plan. More self-regulation by the Federal Reserve, as if they don't have enough self-regulation and secrecy behind what they do. I mean, the Obama administration is proposing that the U.S. Federal Reserve serve as an all-seeing regulator to detect activities that could pose risks to the entire financial system. That's like saying, you know, Don Corleone is going to investigate the mafia. It's absolutely insane.
Well, one of the things that happened after the government crisis, I mean, it is what the Federal Reserve caused this economic crisis. It caused the artificial boom, the housing boom, and so forth. They caused the bust. So then there's a bust, and you know, with every institution in society, if it's, if any institution, a church, a business, or whatever, flops on its face in a total embarrassing disaster, mm-hmm. nobody says, you know what, we need to give those people more money and more power. But with the government, it, the answer always, of course, is more money and more power. So the Federal Reserve wrecks the economy and wrecks the world's economy. So now we're supposed to give them more regulatory power. And indeed, you can think of this crisis as the Federal Reserve, Wall Street entirely taking over the Treasury, the Federal Reserve taking over all regulation of financial markets. It's a very,
we're
going to
talk about it more
thing.
On the other side. To me, it's the height of insanity. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. Back after this.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
We are back, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, sitting in with Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com. We're talking Federal Reserve, IMF, SDRs, you name it. And now they want the Federal Reserve to basically regulate itself after they've caused all of these issues. In this segment, can you just give us just a brief synopsis of, you know, what the Federal Reserve is, what its origins are, and then the latest bill that apparently has a lot of co-sponsors by Ron Paul to audit the Federal Reserve and why that is so important?
Well, the Federal Reserve was founded in 1913. Federal Reserve Act, was written at J.P. Morgan's private club in Jekyll Island, Georgia, by a group of bankers and a Harvard economist, the biggest bankers at the time, representing the Morgan and the Rockefeller families and others. And it's a bill designed to set up an institution that would do two things: inflate, because that, you know, sometimes you hear about the Federal Reserve as that there are people associated with the Fed who are against inflation. They call them inflation hawks or whatever. This is just ridiculous. The central bank, the Federal Reserve, its job is to inflate. That's what it does. And you can think of it, it's a different process than this, but morally and economically, it's no different than just printing up a bunch of $100 bills in your basement, except, of course, on a vast, vast scale. Now, what the Federal Reserve, so they do that, it was set out to benefit the big banks, allow them to inflate and be the so-called lender of last resort, so that during a boom, when the boom went bust, Federal Reserve's cause a boom, when it goes bust, they would give money to the banks to make sure they didn't suffer any damage, just as the Federal Reserve did in this most recent crisis. So that's what the Federal Reserve was set up to do. It's an agency of the banks, for the banks, by the banks, set up by the U.S. government, like many other regulatory agencies, actually working for the interests of special interests as well as for the interests of the state itself. So it causes this inflation. It also causes business cycles, because the money is injected into through the banking system to the benefit of the bank. It causes the business cycle. That is, it causes artificial booms and busts, just like we've seen since 9/11. These things are horrendously damaging. Some people make money out of them, but, you know, the average person is, of course, only harmed. And we've all been harmed. And thank goodness for Ron Paul, who his entire career in public life has been dedicated to sound money and to exposing what the Federal Reserve does and doing everything he can to stop the Federal Reserve from hurting us all. So he's got this bill, which is getting a humongous number of co-sponsors. I think it's up to more than 180 other members of Congress. And it's relatively close to actually being able to force hearings and a vote on this bill. And it's for more transparency. The Federal Reserve is more secret than the CIA. I'm no fan of the CIA either, by the way. But the Federal Reserve is totally secret.
Well, tell people how that works. Tell people about the Federal Reserve Board, because a lot of people think, well, we elect the Federal Reserve Board. No, our elected officials appoint these people, and then what are they're 13 members, and it's 8-year appointments each?
I believe it's 16-year appointments.
Oh, wow.
And they are appointed. They're appointed by the president and approved by the Congress. These are people who serve the interests of the banking industry. Sometimes they're ex-bankers. Sometimes they're economists who are, in effect, bank economists. And I mean not just because they study banks, but because they're owned by the banks. And it's an institution that nobody knows anything about. One of the great things Ron Paul has done in the Ron Paul campaign, and I've been interested in this, I must say, for many years myself, but for most Americans, Federal Reserve is just like a name on the bill in their pocket and sort of boring, make sure eyes glaze over. That was all deliberate to make it seem boring, but it's not boring. They're ripping us off. So because of Ron Paul and his campaign, now more and more Americans are interested in this. And Ludwig von Mises wrote about this in 1912, even before the establishment of the Federal Reserve, that such an institution could only bring disaster. And, of course, Murray Rothbard, Henry Hazlitt, F.A. Hayek, all the great economists, the great Austrian economists, opposed to the institution of central banking and an institution like the Fed, which, again, is just a special interest ripoff. They have a marble palace on Constitution Avenue. They speak in language that's unintelligible to the average person deliberately, so you don't know that they really are no different from the mafia. although at least the mafia supplies services people would actually like to buy. The federal government, you know, doesn't do that. They just take our money by force and use it to punish us.
Yeah,
so
one
of the ways
things
they punish
like,
us, punishes us through the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and then to create, you know, big money for AmeriCorps so they can pump up City Year and literally the Red Jackets, the new civilian security force. I mean, have you seen these commercials? I want to get into that.
I haven't. Of course, the police state is growing at an alarming rate.
We're going to get into that on the other side. More news with Lou Rockwell. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. Back after this, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, sitting in for Alex Jones. We're talking to Lou Rockwell. We were just talking about the audit of the Fed bill. The last I knew, there was over 170 co-sponsors. He's now telling us over 180. I want to get what happens next. You know, this goes to the House. They do discuss it. It gets, you know, more talk. What happens after that? And then I really want to talk about this new push for City Year, because City Year has been around for a while, but they're getting all these AmeriCorps grants, and now all of a sudden it's all about I am change, taking the Obama logo, showing Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King Jr., Gandhi, really champions of not only free speech, but political dissidents. I mean, you know, this is the real opposition. These were people that actually did make a difference. And for them to jump on this bandwagon and try to promote this agenda is just disgusting to me. So let's start with where this audit the Fed bill will go. You know, let's say it goes into Congress. What has to happen so that they actually do audit the Fed? And then let's talk about City Year, Lou.
Jason, first, I gave you the wrong number. It's 179 co-sponsors.
Well, that's close enough to 180.
Not just at 180 yet. But it's thrilling. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, and for that matter, the Republican leadership, of course, will try to block this bill. Mm-hmm. But if it actually were to come to a vote, it's Ron Paul's view that very few people are going to be willing to vote for total secrecy at the Fed, that the whole of Congress is upset because they can't find out where all this money is gone. And, so the fact this bill has a very, very good chance of passing. If it were to pass, it could be the beginning of the end for the Federal Reserve, because these are like cockroaches in a dark kitchen. They can't stand the flashlight. So this Ron Paul's bill is a flashlight, and pointing at these people, and if he can turn it on, it's going to have a very good effect in educating the American people, and who knows what they'll find. I mean, these guys at the Fed live very, very well. Even the lowest ranking people have limos, and they have hotel suites and 4-star hotels, and they eat at the fanciest restaurants, and they all do very, very well. They print their own budget, by the way. This is the only agency of government that doesn't have a budget that's actually approved by Congress. And I'll admit that's not much of a limit, but it's a little something. But the Fed just decides what they want to print for themselves, and they print it. Well, is there something funny about that? Of course, there's got to be oversight of the Federal Reserve. If there is such a thing as a central bank, and there should not be from a moral or an economic or a constitutional or a political point of view, as Ron Paul always points out, if there is a Fed, there has to be oversight. Somebody has to be looking at what they're doing. And to the extent that it can be exposed, and my guess is that we would have a lot of things like the British parliamentary scandals, these people printing up money, and it hurts every American when they print up this money, to live high on the hog. Let's find out what these birds are doing. It's unfortunately not going to point out, you know, everything they're doing, but it's going to tell us some of the things they're doing. And I think when that happens, that there can be a political explosion, be much more interest on the part of the American people to really go after the central bank. This thing is ripping us off again to the tune of trillions of dollars. And, of course, because these numbers are so big, they're hard to understand what's going on. But if you can find out that some lower-ranking Fed official took $25,000 for some extra deal, you know, that kind of thing people understand. It can bring about indignation at the Fed. There should be demonstrations outside the Fed. People should be angry at the Fed. The Fed is much worse for us than the IRS or the EPA or the rest of the alphabet from hell in Washington, D.C. The Federal Reserve is the worst operation, at least domestically, of the federal government.
Yeah, and it's not really even an agency of the federal government. It's kind of like a quasi-agency. It's really a private banking system with no oversight whatsoever. Let's say this bill does pass. Do you really think that we will see oversight of the Fed, or will we see this bill vetoed? Like, obviously you said, you know, there's going to be opposition, Pelosi. I can't see Barack Obama getting behind this. I see a large media blackout. I don't think this is already at the point where it should be on NBC, ABC News, CBS, Fox, if they were actually legitimate, CNN, but they're not. They're not reporting on this. So let's say it does pass through Congress. Do we have a shot at actually auditing the Fed?
Well, Obama might very well veto it. After all, he's a bankster president, just like Bush was. Mm-hmm. This is who puts these guys into office. There are other interest groups involved, but his biggest donors were big banks on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. So he might very well veto it, but we can't overlook the possibility of popular opposition. Mm-hmm. Popular opposition by the American people can actually make these birds in Washington do what they don't want to do, and that is something in our interest. So were this bill to be passed, and were Obama to veto it, I think and hope that there would be some indignation. So, again, these are just small. We're just taking baby steps towards getting rid of this horrible thing. But every baby step helps, and I can tell you, they are worried at the Fed. They don't like this bill. They don't like make any discussion of themselves. There was an article in Forbes magazine recently, saying, look, we have to make the Fed boring again, that it's very bad to have anybody interested in it because it has to be independent, it has to be mysterious, it has to be with no oversight. It should be unmysterious, there should be oversight. We should at least know what the crooks are doing to us as they're taking our wallet. We should at least give us that. So Ron Paul's bill is a step in that direction. No, it's not everything we need, but it sure is would be a great change.
Well, absolutely. You know, I'm not trying to discourage anybody, and I really do hope that it goes through and that it does get the mainstream media attention that it deserves, so more and more people at least take a look at the issue, at least take a look at America, Freedom to Fascism, if you don't have time to read a book on the subject matter, if you don't fully understand, you know, what Greenspan said in the Obama deception when he says, well, it really doesn't matter what the president does. We're outside of the president. We do what we want. You know, go check that out. I want to kind of shift gears. I want to play this City Year clip for PrisonPlanet.tv members and then discuss it on the other side. If you haven't seen this, you know, we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks, but they are truly trying to hijack and indoctrinate the youth into this Stasi-like program. I mean, it's just so outrageous to me. And, you know, their first official day, their first holiday, the National Day of Civil Service, is of course going to be on 9/11, where they're going to have makeshift memorials around the country and people from City Year knocking on your door asking you to pledge. So let's hit the clip. Go ahead, Jaron.
We are Scott.
I am change. I've been around since the beginning of time. Over the years, I've had many faces. Over the years, I've had many looks. But I've always had the same goals. To make this world a better place by helping those who need it most. To never turn my back when things get tough. And to show that positive can always overpower negative. I am change. And this is what I wear.
And there's, you know, a bunch of these ads out there. There's one where a girl is talking about how she's shedding her individual skin and taking on a universal skin to build a new world when she puts on this jacket. And I mean, let's talk about all. Let's talk about the figures they use, the fact that they're in militant formation, the fact that the people that they show never had people in militant formation to get their ideas across, Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr. But they're trying to sell this as kind of like this, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like pseudo-fascism. I mean, they're wearing red, white, and black. What's your take on this, Lou?
Well, I think we've had a growing fascism in this country for some time. The Bush administration certainly was a fascist regime, and the Obama administration is stepping it up. I mean, what is fascism? It's not just an epithet. It's an actual political and economic system that involves a government-business partnership, big business, big government, in cahoots against the rest of us. Mm-hmm. It involves militarism. It involves crazed nationalism. It involves the suppression of civil liberties, and frequently it involves a uniform party militia. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have that until now. You're right, the Obama people seem to be intent on setting up some kind of uniformed party militia among the youth. And of course, as your clip said, back during the campaign, he talked about a civilian security arm that he wants to set up of the federal government. Maybe like the neighborhood watch committees in Cuba, I don't know, but it's not good news.
Well, it seems even worse that they're now coming out and saying, you know what, we're going to use the Boy Scouts to fight terror. And the example that they use is a disgruntled Iraq war veteran come back home, and now he's a homegrown terrorist, and he's shooting people from a tower. Here come the Boy Scouts in their Explorers program, and then you see the photos in the New York Times, and they're giving these kids mock shotguns and assault weapons. It's blowing my mind, Lou.
Well, what is terrorism? I mean, terrorism is like a movable feast. I mean, it's whatever the government says it is. It's whatever the government, you know, it's in fact, resisting the government is terrorism. So that's people overseas, and that's people here. Now, of course, sometimes some of the stuff they call terrorism is evil. Sometimes it's just their epithet to demonize their enemies. So, you know, that's what they're doing with the Boy Scouts. And yeah, they have, we have for some time in this country, this is not new with Obama, for some time in this country, we've had a government and a reigning ideology that saw absolutely nothing beyond the reach of the state. There is nobody in Washington, with the exception of Ron Paul, who thinks that there are areas of society, family life, community life, business life, personal liberties, who thinks that's beyond the government. Whatever the government decides to do to you, in your family, in your home, in your business, in your community, it's okay. The government has total power over us in the view of the reigning ideology, total power to take your kids, send them to some evil, crazy war overseas, or to set up these kinds of institutions. And, of course, we've had, as happened with the private security guards hired by the federal government in the Katrina disaster, some very alarming stuff of use of military power and quasi-military power, and in this case sort of youth, I don't know, Red Pioneer or Hitler Youth or whatever military, future military power. What are they intending to do with these groups? They're intending to intimidate us so that, you know, if you have a problem with what I like to call death aid, which will be the federal medical program, you know, maybe you'll get a visit from the CityCare youth to try to dissuade you from making a complaint. This is the sort of thing that goes on in authoritarian countries, and we are fast approaching that.
You know, and while this goes on, the Supreme Court just on Tuesday ruled that in certain circumstances, of course, it's always Orwellian. They say, oh, we really didn't take away this right. It's only in certain cases. But they ruled 5-4. And again, it's a close vote. It's never 9-0 or 7-2. It's always 5-4. Oh, we were so close not taking away your civil liberties, but we decided to. They ruled that a lawyer no longer needs to be present in certain circumstances for police to interrogate you. Now, yes, have they been doing this, you know, in the past? In some other cases where they'll lie to somebody, they'll entrap somebody, they'll, you know, physically abuse somebody and interrogate them. Yes, but now the Supreme Court has ruled that they can interrogate you without a lawyer, and that will not be thrown out of court. What's your take on that?
Well, what is the Supreme Court? It's 9 government lawyers who make decisions in favor of the government. I mean, that's what these, you know, we're taught to think of these as some sort of ethereal guys up in a cloud. These are government bureaucrats intent on expanding government power and expanding the power of the Supreme Court, too, within the government. And, yeah, it's absolutely true. I mean, we have, after all, the President Obama, building on what Bush has done, has said he wants the power in a formal way for the president, and then, of course, all the president's zillion employees, to take any person, American or foreign, put them in a prison camp, keep it secret that they're in a prison camp, and keep them there indefinitely and have the ability to interrogate them with torture, of course, on his own say-so. So they're undoing, you know, 1,000 years of development of civil liberties, and we're watching the establishment of the totalitarian state. And again, this didn't begin with Obama. I mean, really, Franklin Roosevelt was our first fascist president. So this has been going on for some time. But American freedoms are evaporating, you know, like water in the sun in Washington, D.C. in the summertime.
Well, they really are. And, you know, another story that we've been carrying here at InfoWars is just a week and a half ago in Wisconsin, a judge ruled there that the police could outfit somebody who was not under probable cause, did not have a warrant for an investigation. They could outfit their car without them knowing with a GPS device and track and trace them. And this was okay. I mean, this police state has gotten completely out of control. I mean, I have a story in front of me. High-tech sleuth helps reduce truancy. This 17-year-old girl is forced to carry this GPS device that has these different buttons, and at certain times, she'll have to actually punch in her coordinates, and if her coordinates are outside of that, she gets thrown out of school. I mean, how much more can we take from Big Brother? It just keeps expanding and getting more and more out of control.
Well, you mentioned one thing that every parent ought to consider. If you have your children in the government schools that are entirely run by the federal government and the Department of Education in Washington, what are you doing? What are you doing turning over your children to people who want to put up an ankle bracelet on them to keep track of them? I mean, where they're totally indoctrinated every day in the glories of government, the glories of government power, and why the government should be able to do anything it wants to them and to you, and why if you have your own views on religion or some other subject the government doesn't like, well, the heck with you and The kids should be responsive to the government. The public schools exist to take children, in effect, away from their parents, away from their community, make them little robots for D.C. So, parents, if you've got your kids in the government schools, please rethink it.
I want to get your take on this former soldier, Ralph Peters. He's been on, you know, he's been on USA Today, contributed to Fox News, writes for the New York Post.
And he's a monster.
Yeah. In his latest column, he starts talking about really something that's kind of already happening, but not, you know, outward practice. He talks about blackouts, media censorship, which is already happening in this country. But then he says, ultimately, military attacks on partisan media, saying they literally need to kill the media in order to, you know, further the war effort and save us from the terrorists. Now, this has already happened on several levels over in the Middle East, but it seems like he's talking about this happening in this country. And of course, our news is already blacked out and censored. Anybody with half a brain that's paying attention to what's going on knows this. But for him to put this out there like it's okay to kill the media, I mean, what's your take?
Well, Ralph Peters is a neocon. Therefore, he's a totalitarian, some kind of social democrat in economics, but a totalitarian in terms of the warfare state and in terms of civil liberties. And already the U.S. government kills foreign reporters. I mean, when Bush started his aggression, both against Afghanistan and against Iraq, they bombed Al Jazeera stations.
That's
right.
They
bombed the media that was telling the truth. So the U.S. already does this. I guess Ralph Peters would like to shoot people in this country who aren't going along with the ABC, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post line.
All right, we'll come back. Final segment with Lou Rockwell after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv and TheInfoWarrior.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the 7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the 7store.net. That's the 7store.net, or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
You know, finishing up with Lou Rockwell, the last points he was making were about Afghanistan and Iraq, and we're about to be, you know, we're running up on the 8th anniversary of the occupation of Afghanistan. We went in there in October, really cleaned things up pretty quickly, but now the insurgents are back, and that's the main focus, and we're redistributing forces from Iraq into Afghanistan. And meanwhile, you know, in 2006, the Democrats were supposed to save us when they became the majority in the House, and they were going to get us out of the war, and Nancy Pelosi said, nope, and we're not going to go after war crimes either. And she's just a big figurehead for the whole party at this point and for the war. The Barack Obama administration comes in, and they backtrack on their plans. Oh, we'll be out in 18 months, we promise. Now he's officially saying, oh, all combat troops will be out by the end of December 2011, but we're still going to have 50,000 non-combat troops in Iraq right around the time of an election year. Give me a break. I mean, talk about Orwellian speak. And then he says, we're going to shut down Guantanamo Bay. But it doesn't happen. They can't find the funding. Well, we just passed another bill for $83 billion for this war in the Middle East. They can't find the funding to close down Guantanamo Bay. I mean, where do you see the Middle East situation going in the next few months?
Well, I think it's very frightening, and I think Barack Obama is potentially more of a militarist and more of a warmonger than even George Bush, if only because he may feel he has to prove more because of what people thought was might be his pro-peace agenda. I must say, I was fooled early on. I thought maybe he was a guy who was actually going to be less belligerent, but of course it's not true. So yeah, the so-called insurgents are doing better in Afghanistan. And, you know, who are these insurgents? These are Afghanis who don't like the idea of a bunch of foreigners occupying their country. Now, isn't that a crazy wacko business that somebody might feel that way? So of course we're supposed to demonize and hate the guts of anybody who doesn't want to be ruled by the U.S. I don't want to be ruled by the U.S. I just assume see them out of this country, and I certainly don't want to see them attacking people in other countries. But they're stepping up the wars, and there's some very alarming rhetoric being used against Iran. If Iran wants an atomic bomb, and there's no evidence that they're doing anything to produce one, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency and all the people who inspect them, there's no evidence. If they want a bomb, why would they want a bomb? They would not want a bomb to bomb Israel or the U.S. or anybody else. They would want a bomb to protect themselves from being bombed. Because, of course, the U.S. and Israel are threatening them constantly. We're going to kill you. We're going to bomb you. This, by the way, against international law to keep threaten war like this against another country. Anyway, we're going to kill you. 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 And I guess there are a lot of people who actually want to kill everybody in Iran. This is a great ancient civilization. These are wonderful people. They're being demonized, as, of course, any people who the U.S. plans to mass murder always have to be demonized. They're great people. They never did anything to us. They never, they haven't hurt any neighbor for 1,000 years or whatever. So to be committing an act of aggression, and we have to remember this is the first crime that was charged at the Nuremberg trials against Germany. The first international crime was launching an aggressive war. It is the Nuremberg trials felt this was the worst thing the Nazis did. Maybe it wasn't the worst thing, but it certainly made possible all the worst things that they did. The atmosphere of war and totalitarianism that comes with total war, the total state, and that seems to be the direction that we, the once the land of the free, are headed in. So I think it's very alarming that they may plan to bomb Iran and kill who knows how many people. This, by the way, is an act of murder. Doesn't matter that you're in a government uniform or that you're in a government house in Washington, D.C. If you push the button and kill people, you are a murderer.
I have to agree with you. You are a murderer if you're killing innocent people, if you're torturing people in these camps, as all the reports show. Thank you so much, Lou Rockwell. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Final hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Verma, sitting in for Alex. If you missed any of the program, Alex really rode shotgun for the majority of the show. We just got off the phone with Lou Rockwell. We stream it 24-7 here at Infowars.com, except for when my show plays 9 to midnight Central Time. And you can always get the podcast over at Infowars as well. Spread the word. I mean, we need this video to go completely viral of a cop attacking an EMT officer who's trying to help a woman. We're going to take your calls this entire hour. We got Jim Newcomer of Midas Resources coming up at half past. But I want to thank one of our great sponsors, SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365. In a real crisis, do you want the non-hybrid heirloom seeds that actually give you nutrients that can actually feed you, you know, keep you healthy? Well, SurvivalSeedBank.com is the place to go, 877-327-0365. Even if you're not out there worried that something's going to happen, hey, grow a victory garden. They don't want you to have organic foods. They don't want you to be healthy. They want you on GMO craptacular. So, you know, protect yourself. SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365. Now, I have not read this article, just the headline, but it was given to me by my producer in the beginning of the show, and it's definitely worth noting. We talked a little bit about Supreme Court decisions and the corruption there and the 5-4 WWE politics style. Oh, it was so close. It's always so close. Well, we know Sotomayor is a council member on La Raza. We know that. We're aware of that. Okay. We know she's already really a reverse racist, and they're calling it a reverse racist in the media because they love to drum up controversy between Newt Gingrich and whoever. Newt Gingrich, the fake Christian who likes to go to the Bohemian Grove Club and act like he's a conservative when he's anything but. And I think he actually denied that he went to the Bohemian Grove when he was confronted about it. Or he said, you know, something ridiculous about it. Oh, it doesn't exist. But this woman apparently says that gun ownership is unconstitutional. So I'm going to read the article, and we'll see what we got. President Obama has made a bold choice to replace Supreme Court Justice David Souter with Appeals Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Ms. Sotomayor, if confirmed, would be the first Hispanic justice and would be only the third woman on the court. Sotomayor's resume is impressive, including a 1993 ruling in favor of a homeless man beaten by NYPD officers and her landmark decision in 2002 regarding terrorism suspects. In that case, she determined that suspects captured on the battlefield must receive all rights afforded to American citizens under the Constitution. Her controversial decision was later overturned by an appellate court, but still influenced current policy. Sotomayor is a graduate of Princeton University, where her legal thesis include race in American classroom and underlying injustice, American exceptionalism, and permanent bigotry. Well, she's the bigot. She's the one saying that for some reason her ethnicity is going to make her more often than not have a better decision than a white man. I mean, what does that even mean? How do you know? Again, base your decisions on the content of somebody's character, not the color of their skin, not their religious beliefs, the content of their character, whether they believe in the Constitution and Bill of Rights, especially for this job. And deadly obsession, American gun culture. In this text, the student Sotomayor explained that the Second Amendment to the Constitution did not actually afford individual citizens the right to bear arms, but only duly conferred organizations like the military. No, that's not correct, ma'am. Instead of making guns illegal, she argues that they have been illegal for individuals to own since the passing of the Bill of Rights. Wow. We need to get deadly obsession, American gun culture, in the office. If you're listening, audience, if there's a PDF file of that book online, showtips@infowars.com, or mail us the book, because she needs to be exposed. She's saying that we don't have a Second Amendment right? No, the reason that we have guns is because the military has guns and the police have guns, and it's to stop tyranny. Well-organized militias, also, you know, keeping your persons and property safe. She's absolutely ridiculous, and that's just another strike against her. But let's see if the phony conservatives bring this up. Let's see if this comes to the light. It's the Alex Jones Show, back after this.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and Alex Jones has joined us once more to weigh in on the Sotomayor. There is no Second Amendment, apparently. You don't have the right to a gun. We're going to have to get the full text. We're going to have to get this book, Deadly Obsession, American Gun Culture. Please, audience, help us out. Get us this book ASAP. Alex?
Yeah, Jason, this is, you know, I'm sitting here with my family listening to you, and wild horses can't drag me away because I realize how much ball dropping I do. And this is what the listeners and their tips and their calls and their emails, and I'm going to get off quick so you can take calls, speaking of that. And that's why it's so important. That's why we need listeners. I want to create something like news tips at InfoWars.com or story submissions or stories at InfoWars.com and have maybe a section of hot breaking news that is listener articles and listener feedback. I see so much well-prepared analysis and information in InfoWars.com and PrisonBunny.com as comments mixed in with all the profanity and insanity that comes along with the First Amendment. People complain about that, but we try to leave it as free and wild west as possible. I want listeners who want to write articles, write comments, write research papers, some of the incredible stuff we see in the PrisonPlanet.com forum, to start submitting that. Let's make the email right now. How about stories at InfoWars.com? Because it was last Saturday that I saw a comment on a story. And the reason I read them is because I get so much good info. And it was a link to a mainstream gun website. I forget which one. Shooter something. And it was quotes of her in newspapers and quotes of her in that book. It listed that book. And then I did some searching and found the actual stories. I found a few of them, but my printer was out of printing paper, so I ended up not covering it on Sunday, and I wrote a note saying, cover this, and then I forgot. So I'm listening to you, and you bring it up. That's why we've got you down here, Burmese, because you're such a great news hound and are addicted to knowing more info like I am. So it's a perfect, you know, a two peas in a pod. But again, I find that's my frustration. There's hundreds and hundreds of things. I'd say 50% of the stuff I come across I don't cover on air because there's so much of it. This woman is just like the attorney general who argued last year, you want the source, you know, Obama keeps saying there's no such thing, it's all a lie, I just want reasonable gun control. Well, reasonable means all of us turning our guns in. Obama as state senator and as U.S. senator, Attorney General Eric Holder as deputy attorney general, and then last year arguing for the gun control groups before the Supreme Court in the D.C. gunman case, he said no citizen should be able to own guns. He went on to say the same thing Sotomayor said. Obama said the same thing in his book that he wrote, The Calls for the Youth Brigades. The White House Chief of Staff called for that. When he was a congressman, he tried to pass these bills. They have bills where they can ban you owning a gun without a judge, without a jury, without an indictment, without a charge, without an arrest. There is no doubt they are coming for your guns. They are coming for them now. And we've got to, I mean, this monster is part of a supremacist organization. Notice how only whites can be racist, so they call it reverse racism. No, this is tribalism. She's part of her tribal group. The globalists want a race pimp. They want to divide everybody. That's why they love her, because the globalists want to destroy U.S. sovereignty and want to try to make Hispanics racist, just like they want to make blacks racist and whites racist, all in the name of multiculturalism. It actually intensifies it and increases it to divide and conquer. But the fact that she's part of a group whose slogan is for the race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing, La Raza, that means the race, on the board, that is nothing for the race group. The issue is she is openly a treasonous, larcenous worm who openly has declared war on the Second Amendment, and that's the argument that Obama, Rahm Emanuel, Eric Holder, and her have all said. They claim that the Second Amendment only means the military, and they argue that only the National Guard can be armed in the United States and their paramilitary enforcer police, when the National Guard didn't exist until 1902, and when clearly the Founding Fathers, I had Don Lott on, the professor, about this. They had that other professor out of Illinois, and Lott exposed him and got him fired. But we actually made the call for the investigation and got the ball rolling. I forget the professor's name. 5 years ago, he wrote a book saying no one owned guns. The founding fathers were anti-gun. The Second Amendment actually took everybody's guns. He did fake research. We exposed it, and there was an investigation, and he lost his tenure thanks to Professor Lott and others exposing him. So the issue is these criminal liars want your property, want your farm, want your ranch, want your business, want your kids, want to control your reproductive life, want one-child policies. These pus-sucking maggots of hell, this enemy of the republic, this swollen communist witch whore, wants to destroy our republic, and she needs to be seen for what she is. We must absolutely ensure that even if she does get confirmation, everyone knows the government is an abomination of evil and wickedness, and they want our guns, and they are coming after our guns. And if you read the Supreme Court ruling, they said they can restrict our Second Amendment under law. So they're saying the Second Amendment is a right for them, this paramilitary officer, to take our guns. This will start World War III in this country. We have got to avert this happening. I know most police are pro-Second Amendment. Then you need to speak out against the thug cops nationwide coming after the Second Amendment. But listen, I'm going to get out of here. We need the listeners to not just write great 10-paragraph articles. I mean, some of this stuff's great minds, great thoughts, great quotes, literary geniuses, 10 times smarter than I am, and it's just all over the website, but not in one central place. I want these articles to be submitted. We can all, you know, just lightly review them, maybe have a disclaimer on the bottom that this is listener content articles, but just start posting almost all of it. I'm just not going to have any patriot slander or infighting, but anything else, the serious stuff, I want everybody to start exposing them because their crimes are so massive, so huge, that we can't do it all. And again, I dropped the ball. Last week, I saw these quotes by her and confirmed them and then literally forgot about it. And, you know, kind of like you forget about a good restaurant or something. Well, I forgot about this important news to cover. So please help us expose this monster. Save the republic. There's no doubt they're making their move right now. Jason Burmes.
Absolutely. And you talk about, you know, Obama coming out and saying we need preventative detention and, oh, the Second Amendment's no good. And let's bring in the youth brigades and we're going to have a national civil service corps. And our national holiday is going to be on 9/11, where we have people in red jackets knocking on your door to ask you to pledge service.
Red, I mean, it's black uniforms in Burmes. Here's the deal. They're actually doing military marching on these videos. It's actually happening. Hey, get the calls, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. God bless you, Alex. I'll talk to you soon. Let's go. It's Alex's rules. It's Alex's show. Thomas in Arizona disagrees, so you're in the front of the line. Thomas, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're pretty good sized, right? Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, thank you.
Thomas, you're on the air. Thomas, you're on the air. All right, drop you. I got to drop you. You know, it's unbelievable. You're sitting there talking to somebody. I call for your name. You disagree. I put you to the front of the line like you supposedly want. And I think you're ordering food at a fast food restaurant. Give me a break, man. All right, Archangel in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Hello. Jason.
Yes, sir. Yes.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Hey, well, today's breaking news in Pittsburgh. Luckily, I've been listening to you guys for quite a few years and was up to speed on GPS. I woke up late today because I'm a disabled Vietnam vet. And, turn on my camera monitor, sit down at the computer, turn on InfoWars, and lo and behold, I see this guy sitting across from my house. So I see him sit on the wall, and he's got a clipboard, and it looks like a handheld, PDF or some kind of device. I'm like, that's a GPS guy. So I saw him walk up to the other corner. So I put on my clothes, you know, hobbled on out to him, asked him, sure he was. He was a census worker. He said he didn't GPS my home. I said, well, don't set foot on my home. Don't step on my property. I took pictures of him. I sent to you guys. I called the police. I even went in after I talked to him. His name was Jack. I gave him the whole spiel. He's talked to me for 45 minutes. I gave him copies of the InfoWars stories, the articles, the website, told him, look, you know, I don't want you around here. You know, you're working for the evil empire. They're going to use this for nefarious purposes. And, you know, so that's...
Well, you know what, that'll bring me into this story, and I appreciate the call, my man, because, you know, I've been talking about how this is an extension, not just for the census, but really Google, which is in with NASA, which is going to become kind of like one of those front organizations. Didn't start out as a front organization for the government, but with the implementation of Google Earth, where they are literally mapping the world, and having street views across the country, developers, analysts have high expectations for Google I.O. Google will hold on Wednesday and Thursday its largest event of the year for external developers, a constituency that its views as critically important of the health of its business and online services. About 3,500 developers will attend Google I.O. in San Francisco's Moscone Center, where speakers from Google and other companies will participate in more than 80 sessions and 100 technical demos. However, the second annual edition of I.O. still finds Google in a weaker position with developers than competitors like Facebook and Microsoft, say Ray Valdez, a Gartner analyst. Google has been successful and is attracting a wide range of developers for a few very narrow scope areas like Google Maps. See, Google Maps is definitely the one you have to look at, and Google Earth. They want iPhone apps. They want every single piece of this country mapped, photographed, and taped. Just go there. I mean, in Loose Change Second Edition, when Dylan used, you know, Google Earth, it was still in pretty much a beta format. It was new. It looked cool. Hey, this is neat. But now it has gotten to another level. And now that the census is going and GPSing all these homes, you can bet it's only going to get bigger and bigger, and the control grid will continue to expand. And if we don't step up, there's going to be a camera on every street. There's going to be a red jacket on every corner, all in the name of the Lord Obama and the New World Order. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. We're going to be going to Delton, Mike, and more after this. I'm going to leave you.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table?
Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Thank the final sponsor of the day. And then in the next segment, we're going to have Jim Newcomer of Midas Resources come on and tell you about the great deals they have in gold and silver. Precious metals. I mean, as gold shoots up. And you know, I really have to make this analogy again. When I started listening to Alex Jones, when I got beyond just 9/11 Truth and I had come across his documentaries and I was listening to him on the radio, gold was being sold between somewhere... $275 an ounce and $330 an ounce. It's now, I mean, you know, it's at its low point, $890, $880. At its high point, $965, $975. It's gotten to over $1,000. It's literally more than tripled in value in 6 years. Think of any other investment out there, folks, that has done the same. You can't find one. I promise you that. eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoodsDirect.com, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming food shortages and current economy, it is imperative that you make sure your family is prepared with non-GMO, good, clean, storable foods. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. All right, let's go to a couple of these callers. Let's go to Delton in Detroit. You're on the air.
Hey, yes, Jason, sir. How are you?
Great job. I'm all right. Doing.
And, hey, Alex, why don't you turn off your radio and go fishing, man?
You know what? Hey, show's almost over, 34 minutes. Hopefully he'll be out on the beach with the kids or, you know, strolling down the highway. You know, he deserves a break. I mean, he is a family man, for God's sakes. And, you know, I think he's the only one in the office that's really here more than I am. I'm a slave to my job. I don't know. Rob Dew's here a lot, too. He's been coming in late nights. I mean, there are a lot of dedicated people here, but there's no one dedicated like Alex Jones.
Hard. I don't know how his family puts up with him, though. They must love his country. And have you ever had James Wesley Rawls on the show? He's the author of the book Patriots, Surviving the Economic Collapse.
That does sound familiar. I think Jones has had him on. I know I haven't had him on, but you know, I can't keep up over every show in the past 3 years. I'll look into it, but I'm almost 100% positive Jones has had him on the program before.
You do great with guests. I'd love to hear him on your show. But it's a great book everyone to get. It's written in a novel format, but it's a guide, and it gives great equipment that everybody should have in their groups of five, you know, in their families of five that want to survive in rough times. And I was wondering if you could touch on, if you heard about Geithner over in China, because China's really upset about the printing frenzy going on over at the Federal Reserve.
Well, I know that China's been openly talking about dumping the dollar, and I was aware that Geithner was going over there for a couple days to have a conference with Chinese leaders. I had not seen any mainstream media covering that conference and what has been said, but China's obviously very upset. Russia has dropped the dollar as its reserve currency. Apparently, they're using rubles. Brazil is in line to do the same. Peter Schiff is out there saying, you know, basically what Lindsey Williams said on my program now almost 2 months ago that the dollar is completely going to go under. You know, I don't know if that's true, but it's certainly a possibility with it being dropped as the world reserve currency.
Okay. Are they part of, would you consider the movement toward the New World Order? Or
I'll tell you what, Putin is a total establishment, total KGB. Okay. You know, there's warring sects, you know. Putin doesn't want to see Russia be a second world nation in the New World Order. He wants to see Russia be a first world nation in the New World Order. And, you know, Putin's been around a long time. You look at some 1980s photographs when he was in the KGB, he's sitting there posing as a photographer as Reagan and Gorbachev have a photo op with a little boy. You know, I mean, that's how they embed these guys. And then later on, you know, through his ruthlessness, he rises to the top. He's well aware of a plan for, you know, a global government. He's part of that. But at the same time, you know, he wants his role not to be squelched by NATO, not to be coerced. You know, he's not happy that Georgia, you know, sneak attacks South Ossetia while they're running drills with Israel and the United States. And then all of a sudden he has to stop the murdering. And everybody says, Russia attacked Georgia, Russia attacked Georgia. I'm sure he's not happy about that. But at the same time, while that's going on, who's he sitting next to at the Olympics? Oh, it's GW. So something's going on there. I mean, these are the heads of criminal cartel families that don't want to jeopardize, you know, the big cartel, the big crime organization, but still are vying for top spots. I thank you for the call, Dalton. Newcomer on the other side, minus resources. I'm Jason Burmis. This is the Alex Jones Show. The latest information over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste the time any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. You have no right. You have no right.
This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network, the leader in alternative talk radio. Radio, 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 radio.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones live forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, would you make it shallow?
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Vermes sitting in. If you missed any of the show, just jam-packed Alex Jones, Lou Rockwell, tons of calls. The EMT being assaulted by a police officer is just unbelievable. Stories over at InfoWars and Prison Planet right now. But right now we're joined by Jim Newcomer of Midas Resources to tell us about what's happening with gold. It's on the rise again. And the great deals that you can get because they locked in lower prices just a week ago when they're passing the savings on to you. Jim, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine, Jason. It's nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you, too. So why don't you tell people the great deals that are over at Midas right now and why it's so important, really, to get into the gold and precious metals market, as this is the only thing that has really retained value over the last 6,000 years.
Yeah, the precious metals have been the standard since the beginning of time. You know, they used to say that a $20 gold piece would exchange for a toga and sandals in the Roman days. That same 1 ounce of gold or 1 ounce piece, that same 1 ounce piece would buy a fine suit of clothes in 1929 and 1933 when they confiscated the metals. At that point, it was worth $20.65. The same is true today. At least it is here in Minneapolis where, you know, a 1 ounce gold piece is going to run about $1,000 to $1,100, and we can buy a pretty fine suit of clothes up here. I don't know about the rest of the country, maybe out there in Hollywood or New York City or something, you're not going to get that fine a suit, but it always retains its value. And that's the important thing to remember about precious metals. A lot of people will look at it as an investment. It truly isn't an investment since it doesn't pay interest and you don't get any actual gains with it. What it is, it's financial insurance. There's no dividend, but it is financial insurance in that as the dollar devalues, the value of the metal will always increase proportionately. So if the dollar is cut in half, the value of the precious metal is going to double. And that's the thing that people have to keep in mind. That's the reason why for generations, for centuries really, people in the know have put reserve money, money that they're not going to be using in the next 5, 10 years, whatever, into precious metals because they know that they can't lose value no matter what happens to the economy. And quite frankly, even if it falls a little bit, as metals often do, it's still going to maintain the same purchasing power that it did when it was at the higher rate because it is truly a commodity that will always exchange for X amount of goods and services, no matter what the value of that commodity is at. So we're talking today. We had you had mentioned that Ted had purchased these or made commitments on these metals prior to him leaving for Europe. He should be back next week. He's over there again looking for additional coins and things that we can offer to your listeners on the Alex Jones special at great prices. But today we have the $20 Liberty. This is a pre-1907 coin. Now, a lot of people ask, well, where did it come from? They confiscated all the gold in 1933. Fact of the matter is, these are coins that were transferred from our Federal Reserve to foreign central banks to pay for foreign debt. When the gold was confiscated in this country in 1933, and our government offered $20.65 for a $20 gold piece, these foreign bankers took a look at the money they had sitting on their shelves over there and said, well, wait a minute, the world rate or the world market value is at $35. So they recognized the scam that our government was perpetrating, and they just held on to it. So they're all in real good shape. They were transferred from the Federal Reserve to central banks and literally sat on the shelf. In the early 1970s, when the ownership of gold was freed up, they started coming back in. But we do have the $20 Liberty Series. That's pre-1907. It's the most commonly traded coin in the private gold market. And that's at $16.27 today. The $10 Liberty, which is a half-ounce coin, is at $7.99. In addition, the ever-popular Lakota National Silver Rounds are offered at $20.50 or a roll price of $410. We also have the Franklin half dollar offered at $8.80 or the roll price of $176. This is a great coin should it collapse completely that would be used for barter. Everybody recognizes it. Everybody would know what the value of it was if that did occur. In addition, the two foreign coins, the British sovereign, That's at 278.90 today. That's the coin that was carried by the Allied flyers from World War II through the Iraqi war over there. That was the coin that they used, was in their survival kit. They used to buy themselves out of harm's way. And the 20-franc coin, which is either Belgian, Swiss, or French, at 225.90. That's a fifth-ounce coin. So I think that, you know, folks out there, if you have any questions about the precious metals at all, call and talk to the brokers. We have 32 of them here. Call 800-686-2237. Ask for the Alex special. These are all for the Alex Jones listeners. But remember, call 800-686-2237. And there's somebody going to be here to help you. Call this afternoon, call this evening. I'm sure there'll be people here until midnight. But get call now. The demand for these metals is growing rapidly, and it's not going to be available forever.
And Jim, before you go, I just want to, again, reiterate the fact that, you know, back in the day when I started listening to Alex Jones, when I was just becoming informed, just becoming a fan, they were pitching gold back in 2003 at 275 to, you know, 330, 340 an ounce. And today, you know, like I said, at the lowest, you're going to see it a little less than $800. When you see it sold on eBay, you're talking about $1,000, $1,100 for an ounce of gold. It is basically tripled in value in 6 years. What else out there has done so? And like you said, it's not really a tripling in value because the dollar has been devalued that much in these past 6 years. Yeah. And people don't realize that. Why don't you just explain that phenomenon?
Well, if you take a dollar and today it buys X amount of goods and services, and you go out and print more money and flood it into the market like the Treasury has done, now you have twice as much money competing for that commodity, no matter what the commodity is. In the case of gold, it means that by doubling the currency out in circulation, you have twice as much currency, the value of those commodities will double in price in comparison to the currency. So that's pretty much what's happening today. There's been so much currency introduced into the system now. My Lord, it's more than actually was printed since the country was founded. And we're getting ourselves into a situation that's it's just untenable. The dollar has to collapse. You had talked earlier, I think, about the Chinese, the situation that they're in. They have an awful lot of our debt, a ton of it. And they could collapse our economy at any minute if they wanted to. We're also their largest market, so I think they're a little hesitant to do it. But they are getting away from the dollar. The Europeans are getting away from the dollar. Everybody is. The European banks, central banks, are holding 60% of their assets, I believe, in hard metals, in gold. So these people are concerned, and these are people in the know.
All right. Well, other than that, why don't you talk a little bit about silver and the Lakota rounds that you have? I mean, the Lakota tribe printing up their own currency, basically. They have these, you know, $50 ounce rounds of silver. I know you guys have that. What are some of the silver deals that you have over at Midas right now?
Okay, well, we have all types of silver available, from junk silver all the way up to Lakota rounds, regular rounds. We had included the Lakota rounds on this at $410 a roll. The Lakotas, because they're a sovereign nation, can print their own currency, so they came out with these Lakota rounds. It's a beautiful coin. It's marked at $50 on the back of the coin. We're selling them at, what's the price, $20.50 a piece. You can't find them. If you go into eBay or anywhere else, you're not going to find them at that price. And this is a coin that Ted had made a commitment to previously. But silver has done extremely well. Right now, the gold-to-silver ratio is about 63. That's to say that it would take 63 ounces of silver to buy an ounce of gold. Normally, that ratio is below 20 in normal times. It hasn't been for a long time, so silver is set to really explode here in the future. Even if we had a 30-to-1 ratio, silver would be selling at $30 to $35. So silver is a great way to get into the precious metals initially and to continue from there.
All right, why don't you give out the number for people one more time? It's MidasResources.com, and the number is?
800-686-2237. And call anytime. If you know, going home, talk to your husband or wife. Call us here this evening. Somebody will be here. And the number again is 800-686-2237.
All right, thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate it. We're
going to
jump. You got it. We're going to jump right back into your calls in a moment. But, you know, I'm reading this Google story, and, you know, hidden in the article is the point that I really wanted to make. I talked about Google Maps and Google Earth. Well, how about RFIDs? Well, that's what one of these third-party softwares, Wellstar, which operates 5 nonprofit hospitals in the Atlanta area, Zanin and his colleagues are developing RFID location-based services that will use Google Maps API as well as integrated
patient census API that provides hospital administrators operating data straight to location targeted search result pages. See, this is getting around giving you a VeriChip. You know, earlier I discussed the story where it was edible RFID chips that can track and trace you. And this is mainline news. Oh, that doesn't exist, Jason. There's no edible RFID chips. That's just crazy. You're just saying that. You just like to make stuff up. Well, here it is right here. RFID threat as scientists develop edible tag for pills. RFID tags on packs could be a thing of the past after American scientists revealed an edible tag that can be used to track and trace and authenticate individual pills. They're talking about putting RFIDs in the medications they give you. Talk about Brave New World wrapped in a 1984 Orwellian package. Oh my God. All right, let's go to callers. Betty, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Betty. Jason.
How are you?
I'm calling from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just honored to be able to speak with you. And on the subject of, you know, torture and war criminals,
mm-hmm.
I would like everyone to know who's listening to this program that tomorrow afternoon, George W. Bush and Bill Clinton are appearing at the Toronto Convention Center.
Oh.
Compliments of Stephen Harper.
Oh, isn't that lovely? And they're going to be together, all three of them, hand in hand?
Nobody is aware of this. When I've told my family, when I've told anyone, they said this is absolutely impossible.
And well, they don't understand. What do they think? They think that Bill Clinton and George Bush aren't the best of buddies behind the scenes? I remember maybe back in 2003 when I was really, you know, waiting for the 9/11 Commission to start their hearings and really get figuring out for myself there was no right or left. You know, there was just these two parties acting to oppose each other. And I saw the dedication of the Bill Clinton Library in D.C. And who's in the front row? Why, it's the entire Bush family. And it's just giggles and smiles and laughter and everybody's happy and everybody's best friends. I mean, it's all a show. They don't really oppose each other on anything. And you can watch speeches of Bill Clinton talking about the quote-unquote New World Order by name and, you know, praising it. You know, and saying, oh, George, you know, H.W. Bush is a great man. I mean, these things, I mean, it's unbelievable to me that people buy into the fact that there's some kind of difference between the two. Continue.
Well, they're there tomorrow, and they're rubbing shoulders, and we're calling for the arrest of war criminals on our soil.
And as well you should. I mean, you know what? I'd love to get some tape in there. Info warriors out there, if you're in Toronto and you can go to this thing, please bring a camera. Please ask some tough questions. I don't know if you have to do it, you know, confrontation style. We are change style. But, you know, confront these guys on something. You know, ask, why is it that you guys are up here on tour talking together when you were supposedly had so many different ideas and so many different policies and you were so ardent against one another? No, they're part of the same ball club. I thank you for the call, Betty. Let's go to Benjamin in Texas. Benjamin, you're on the line. Yes, Benjamin.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
Hey, we're just watching some Flapjack on the Cartoon Network. Really, realistically, where do we start? You know, we can talk about these, like, the evil appointment of this lady to Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk about, as Alex so eloquently put one time, the cult of devil-worshipping pedophiles that run, like, CPS rings. I mean, actually, I remember. I wanted to get your take on the Kevin Trudeau interview with Alex the other day.
Sure. You know, I mean, do I agree with everything that Kevin Trudeau has to say? But before I get into Kevin Trudeau, let me just say, where do we start? Well, you know, I had a caller in the first hour calling me up from a story maybe a month ago out in Albany. They were trying to make it so you had to register all your ammunition. Where did they start? They started going to city council meetings. They went before the board. They had 80 protesters outside saying you can't put this into law. So that's a good place to start. Start locally. You know, same thing in Schenectady. When they started saying, oh, we might declare martial law, Schenectady residents got up in arms. They started calling their city council members. They started calling the mayor's office. They said no. You know, we have to say no at some point. I think that, you know, we should have some recourse against the Supreme Court with their 5-4 decision that you no longer have a lawyer. Now, as far as Kevin Trudeau goes, look, you know, a lot of the things that he promotes are real. The law of attraction, for instance, you know, I'm a strong believer in the law of attraction. Maybe not in the hokey new age way it's presented in the book The Secret or the movie The Secret, but some of that stuff is definitely true. I wouldn't be here without the will to do what I do and believing that it was actually possible and setting goals for myself and working towards that. You know, so Trudeau is a big, you know, purveyor of that. Some of his debt cures in his latest book are real. You know, I've read some of the information. They're absolutely real. Some of his natural cures are the same things that you'll see on our sponsors' websites. So I think that he is a very ingenuitive guy. You know, whether or not he's 100% honest, I don't know if anybody's 100% honest. Is there room for criticism? There's room for criticism of everybody, but he is able to reach a massive audience. And for some reason, the FTC went after him with a $37 million fine. He reaches literally millions and millions of people. You got to ask yourself, why are they targeting this guy if he's not a threat to their establishment?
$1 million, that's a lot of dough. I mean, I don't care who you are.
No, 37 mil is a lot of cheese, my friend. Hey, if they ever enact Executive Order 13375, where you're supposed to take mass quarantines or go to prison, and they can prison for 1 year or up to a $250,000 fine, I can't afford the 250 G's. I don't know about you. I ain't got it rolling around.
No, but I definitely think that the only way they take a person like me is with bullets or something like that. You know, I'm not going to subscribe to this, like, open-handed, you know, open tyranny. You know, that these evil globalists really want to push. You know, it's really disgusting. You know, La Raza, what La Raza stands for is just absurd.
Well, you know what La Raza stands for at the upper echelons, when you're a council member, a board member like she is, yes, it is more than absurd. But at the lower levels, people don't understand what it is. It's just like, you know, people who think that I'm trying to think that the Al Gore and, you know, the carbon credit system are going to save the world, and people are getting behind the green movement and they're joining Greenpeace and they think they're going to make a difference if they join PETA for animals. They don't understand it's all corrupt at the top. You know, they don't understand what the real message is. And I think a lot of that is, you know, I don't want to just say every member of La Raza is automatically a racist. I would say every member of La Raza that doesn't realize that there's race implications and race bias is ignorant. You know, and there are some at the top that are openly racist. I mean, you know, old habits are hard to break, and some people just cannot get it in their head hard enough that, again, you should base your judgments on people by the content of their character, the fruits of their actions, what they stand for, you know, not, you know, the color or creed or religion of a person. It's absolutely ludicrous. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Nora in Florida. Nora, you're online.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, cool. I'm glad that the last caller brought up the issue of La Raza, because I think you guys are confused on which La Raza you're looking at.
All right, well, listen, let's talk about La Raza on the other side, and I'm going to get your take on Sonia Sotomayor, soon to be the next Supreme Court Justice. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Obama deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
We will not be forgotten.
I make a living off the land, but not much longer, because the government's taking my land away. I can't grow no more vegetables, because they're organic and good for you. There's no GMO in my food. All right, I got to get off this subject. We're going to go back to Nora in a moment, but I want to remind everybody, if you missed any of the broadcast, chock full of Alex Jones, chock full of this EMT being assaulted by police officers. Yeah, that's right. We pull over ambulances now. And, you know, try to arrest EMTs that are saving people's lives. That's the new America. And we're talking Sonia Sotomayor and La Raza with Nora. What's your take? Oh, she hung up, huh? Well, you know, you try to hold these over. I got the guy that disagrees with me. He wants to get on the line about fast food and something else. And then this lady seemed to disagree with me somehow, but she doesn't want to stay on the line either. It's only a 3-minute break. Mark in Oregon, you got the final say tonight, my man.
Hey, good afternoon, Jason. Great to speak with you again.
Thank you.
I wanted to suggest a movie idea to you. It's called 9/11, The Big Setup.
Mm-hmm.
And it would exclusively cover all of the great volume of evidence that this great atrocity was carried out by the global shadow government, acting through its minions at the highest levels of the most recent Bush administration and the U.S. intelligence community, putting the evidential spotlight in a very big way on the actual individuals, global and domestic, who conceived, planned, and implemented this great crime from which all of the current crimes against Americans come out of. I thought it might be powerful, Jason, and I know you're a great filmmaker, so I wanted to suggest that to you.
Well, I'll tell you what's going around the office right now. You know, outside of the Invisible Empire movie that I'm doing, and I'm going to have some pretty big high profiles on Kissinger, on Brzezinski. I'm going to probably stay away from the subject of 9/11 just because it's too intricate and I'm trying to fit this into a, you know, 120-minute picture. But we're thinking, and again, this is maybe in the future. Who knows? We don't have a huge staff. They're working on Obama 2. Right now, the JFK 2 film, a lot of people are asking about that. That's kind of on hold. You know, we're talking about a Chemtrails movie with Rosalind Peterson. We're doing these best of DVDs. But down the line, what we would like to do, kind of a profiles of the New World Order, and do 45 to 60 minutes on these people, on these individuals, on a Rockefeller, on a Kissinger, on a Brzezinski, and really do a timeline of how, you know, they've influenced policies, what organizations they're members of, some of the more deplorable things that are on their agenda. So that's definitely, you know, something we're throwing around, hopefully in the works. I know you've got a lot of great ideas out there, Mark. It's just so hard. I mean, hey, today and tomorrow, I'm doing 7 hours of radio. How much can I possibly work on my film today? I still got to go home, let the dogs out. I mean, that's just the reality. But definitely keep it into consideration. I thank you very much. Folks, again, if you missed any of the broadcast, you missed edible RFIDs. You missed Pelosi with her green appeal, her climate change in China. Because we love China. We love their one-child policies. We love the fact that, you know, you're guilty until proven innocent. We love the fact that the police and military are integrated together. It's just lovely stuff. Everybody loves it. Love, love, love all the way around. And she says, you know what? Every aspect of our lives must be subject to inventory. Yeah, that's the America I want to live in. Everything I do, tracked and traced and databased, cataloged for my global rulers, my lords of the new world order, which we are currently living in. And they just want to build it up more and more to that apex of tyranny where they have total control and they rule over you and you just drool over them and you're just like, oh, I love you. Oh, thank you, lords. Thank you for everything you've given me. And meanwhile, if you step out of line, they send the police after you and they just baton you right in the mouth, kick you in the head. That's how they roll. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicveganSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on PrisonPlanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicveganSuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicveganSuperfoods.com today.